Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm here, man. Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Low down on the biz and uplift the dialogue. Oh, yeah. Listen right along. This is straight off the press. The remix fresh with no prior song. Oh. Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To get the piece to the piece, it's time to call blows. Yeah. The rasp everywhere is frank and flavorful. Insatiable eardrums taste the radio. It can't be beat. The clash you meet. That'll leave all your jaws and all half the week.
What?
Positive and motivational strategy. Successful guests promote yourself. Masturbate. BlogTalkRadio.com/TheRemix Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Peace and greetings, everyone. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to The Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and you know where you are. You are live in The Remix. I want to say welcome, 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 everyone, to the forum tonight. It is so good to see everyone in the house tonight. Peace and greetings, everyone, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to The Remix tonight. And so good to have everybody in the house tonight. I don't know about you guys, but it is Sunday night. It is September the 22nd, 2013. And I survived Baby Blue's birthday. Oh my goodness. I cannot tell you guys. Wow. Wow. That was pretty amazing. But I survived that, and I'm here, and it's so good to see you guys here. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. You know how to do. And if you want to call and you want to listen, and also if you want to come on over, the chat room is open. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com/TheRemix, all one word, and the chat room is open. And, the chat room is open, and you're more than welcome to come on in and find yourself a spot. The Remix family is here. And if you're listening for the very first time, let me be the first to say welcome, welcome, welcome to The Remix. I want to encourage you to come on over to the chat room. If you're a guest and you're listening on the chat room, click the link at the very bottom that says sign up. Tell us who you are and come on in. It takes about 2 or 3 minutes. You can click the link. Tell us who you are. The Remix family is going to make you feel right at home, and we'll go from there. Right from there. And you guys know we got it going on tonight. I want to just first give some shouts out as we get ready to get into this, give some international shouts out. We're going to dance. We have Brother Bilal from Bilal the Experience. Joining us here live in the forum tonight, and boy, oh boy, wow. We're going to be getting it in tonight, and tonight we're going to be talking about the sun's obligation and the secrets of the moon. Brother Bilal is standing by, and he's ready to come on and bring it. I see you guys are getting yourself all set up, and we are getting ready to do that. So I do want to say thank you. We had so much fun on Friday night. If you guys did not get a chance to hear that chat and chill that me and Esther did, you want to get yourself in the position to get yourself over and download. Boy, I tell you, we had so much fun with the Remix family on Friday night. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness is right. You have to download. And don't forget, that Friday night show, Chat and Chill, and this show is also where you can find all the Remix shows. So you can go and you can download to your heart's content. You can download on iTunes. You can come right here, the Remix Radio on Blog Talk, and you can download. You can download everything. Subscribe so you can get all of the remix shares on your iTunes. Leave a message. Do all that great stuff so we can get into that. You guys are so talented. I was literally blown away. I got so many emails, so many messages from you guys telling me, like, oh, my God, I could not believe that the Remix family is so talented. I'm like, duh. Yes, they are. But you guys, you brought the fire. You brought the pain. You guys did it. No more 20 feet from stardom for any of you. You guys stepped up front, claimed your magic, knew your magic, and you did it. And it was great. You guys are so talented. I loved it. It was such a great share. So, let's get ready. International shout out. We're going to do that. But I want to tell you guys, tonight's show, The Sun's Obligation and the Secrets of the Moon. You definitely want to get your pen and paper ready. It is one that you're going to want to definitely be jotting yourself down your notes. We got a spirit quest going on tonight in the show. So it is definitely going to be amazing. And also, for those of you who haven't listened, go back and listen to Thursday's exclusive, where we had our very special guest and now remixer, Mr. Roy Ayres himself, listening on the forum, chatting with us and doing that big thing. We had an amazing weekend. Shouts out to the priestesshood and also everybody who is self-invested. We had the goddess Rainwater. She was in self-invested, did her thing this weekend, candle magic. And that was just one of many, many shares that we had going on. It was wonderful. Lots of feedback from you guys on that. You'll be tapping into that energy as well. And also, I want to remind you guys, yes, the bell. And that's also for everybody who's self-invested, because we have some of you becoming self-invested right now. That was that was for everybody with that. Yes, Chastity, Goddess Rainwater was amazing, and it was an amazing share, and she'll be back again. Don't forget, for those of you who are self-invested, we are getting ready to launch the Mastermind series. And so there is time to get yourself self-invested. All of the information, questionforblue@gmail.com, and we can get you locked in. Now, I also want to remind you about the audio workbook that's available that many of you throughout the world, hundreds of thousands of you, have. All of that information is here if you want to tap into knowing your magic. Maybe you're new to this journey, because we have a lot of new folks. That is so beautiful for you to get started. It really covers every level, and you can find places to dive in. Some of you are still working on that. So www.msblueblast.com is where you can find the Know Your Magic audio workbook. Don't forget, it's Sunday night. Kim deck orders go out. And so if you don't have a Kim deck, again, where in the world have you been? Because this deck has been around the world and yes, so many times. So you want to go get your Kim deck too. I promise, me and Esther promise never to sing again, but www.msblueblast.com/cards, and that's going to get you locked in so that you can go get your Kim deck. And the orders go in Sunday night. Oh, you guys, this is a very special time that we're in, and that is the equinox is here. You know, what we know, or what we call the Aurobelis, you know, or Northern Lights. You know, this is really about the origin, you know, this season that we're in. Also with the brown sugar time of the year that I like to talk about now. And this is about really how the poles have shifted. And now we're in the changing of the guards, this particular energy that we're in. A lot of what's happening right now, and you're going to see this in so many different ways, but I want to talk about one of my favorites, because a lot of it is going to be infused. Yes, I use that word, infused. It's going to be infused tonight. Remember about a year and a half, almost 2 years ago, I told you guys music would change. It has. It has changed in such a big way. And one of the other things that Brother Bilal started talking about almost about 2 years ago, too, when he was coming on, was about all of these downloads and how we needed to really pay attention to these certain times of things that are coming. Well, this is what the manifestation is, what's coming up. You will see And we have been seeing all this year, people are dropping records. These records are being called their epic records. You can see the transformation. You can see that they've changed. Yes, I'm going to bring up that girl, Miley Cyrus, because what has happened is this is what they've done with all of that downloaded information that has come into them. So be on the lookout for all of these new albums coming out. Drake's new album. Be on the lookout for Britney Spears' new album. All of these different artists that are coming out, you can see how these different energies have been infused in them from these downloads that some of them, not necessarily them, because some of them have writers, some of them are writing themselves, but you're seeing all of these. Janelle's new album, yes. You're seeing all of these new albums coming out, even Chaka Khan herself. So I don't want you guys to think that if you're of a certain age, you can't get this download. No, this download is coming for everyone. We're talking about people so that we can see it. Jay-Z, Beyonce, all of them got the download. And definitely, you guys who are here, you got the damn download. Yes, exactly. Earth, Wind, and Fire has always had the download. But we can really say that what has happened is that they felt that spark again. You understand? Because, see, you can always stay connected. You can always stay tapped in. So this information, this is why I'm always so excited when Brother Bilal comes on, because he always brings that information for now. He brings the information from the past, the present, and takes us into the future that we can use every single day. Practical information, practical spirituality is what we do here on The Remix, so that you can begin to see how you can infuse this in your own life. So these downloads are coming and they're happening, and many of you guys are feeling it. This is why we've even done those shows on the inventors, to let you know that we are doing this. This is when we start to look at even the things being birthed out of the Kundalini lab, you know, the priestesshood, and also for those things that are coming out of the self-invested, all of that from the download. This is it, you know? Holy Grail, Jay-Z dropped that shit. He got that download and started working and putting these things together. This is really, for those of you who took the Kim Biz class, you know, you understand talking about from different stages, taking down the reality, and they're real practical steps, and they worked. The Soul Body Workshop, and for those of you who were for that history-making event, was amazing. So all of these things, I want you guys to know that they're just not some random acts that we're putting together. We're not a circus act. That's not what I do, and that's what the reason is about. Everything is your inspiration, and things you can use for this lifetime and beyond. Okay, I'm going to try to clean it up for you guys to make sure. Let's kind of calm down a little bit here, just to make sure that I'm coming in nice and clear for you guys. And hopefully that is much better for you, because I want to make sure that you guys hear me. We're going to be giving out some international shout outs. And we're going to be going through that. Yeah. Put a heart in the chat room if you guys can hear me. Hear me clear. Can you hear me? Yep. Welcome to the room, everyone. So glad to have you guys here in the house with me tonight. We're going to give the international shout out. Get ready to listen to some Baby Blue. We're going to move around, shake a little bit, and we're going to get ready to start with the flow and do what we can best. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Making Magic here in the Remix. I see you out there. Greetings to the seen and the unseen. International shouts out going all over the world, starting with Amsterdam is listening live in the house tonight. Belgium is listening live in the house tonight. We also have Saudi Arabia in the house tonight. We have France listening live in the house tonight. We have the UK. Big ups to the UK listening live. Canada is listening live. Australia is listening live. We also have Egypt in the house listening live tonight. Japan is listening live tonight. Indonesia is here with us tonight. So good to have you here. Let's see. Switzerland is listening live in the house tonight. It is so good to have you guys here. And South Africa is listening. Jamaica is listening. Parts of Barbados is listening. And wow, of course, all of you here in the West, is listening live with us here tonight. And it's so good to have you in the forum joining us here as we get ready to welcome Brother Bilal, the Sun's Obligation, and the Secrets of the Moon tonight. Get your pen and paper ready because we're going to be getting it in. Yes. One of the other things I want you guys to know that I am constantly in the records so I can make sure to keep us in tune. And any of that information that I'm putting out is really those things that are in harmony with the universe, keeping us in tune. You understand? That's why the remix is always light years ahead of what's going on. We can go back and listen to some of the shows that Brother Bobby Hemmett did, some of the shows that Brother Wayne Chandler did. It's always cutting edge. Some of the shows that Brother Panic did, myself, Brother Bilal did, you know, all of these shows are really cutting edge shows. They take you on a journey, past, present, and future, because they're really happening at one time. We bring them into harmony, bring them completely into harmony, so that we can use them. We're opening up portals and gateways every time we come together, because we're a part of that collective consciousness. And so, yeah, just really some good shit. Just good. Just really good. Well, you guys, here we go. I want you to know the origin is waking up. And I want to say that again, you guys. I do. Because, you know, before we move around, I just want to kind of stress that I had spoke with Brother Blau earlier. And he is so hyped and ready to share with the Reems family tonight. So I'm so excited about that. And one thing he expressed to me earlier is that we must get our old way of thinking. We must get out of those old ways of thinking and begin to put things back in order. You understand? You know, it's kind of like your computer sometimes. That's why they tell you to defrag, you know? I remember about 4 or 5 years ago, I did a show on defragging in the mind. You have to defrag because things get jumbled up. They get out of place. And you put them in the wrong different places, you know? So you have to begin to start defragging. You understand? You have to start defragging. That's what he was stressing to me. You know, we'll go over overthinking the best of who you really are. We do that all the time. We overthink who we are. We just skip over the greatness that lives within us, you know, our super conscious, all of this stuff. We just skip over it. You know, studies have long studied wrong. You know that they study long, just wrong. And sometimes what we do, we study too long. We're studying wrong. Now, it's not wrong studying. It's studying wrong that it's something about with the wrong intent, with the wrong reason, and with the wrong heart. All right? So I want you guys to just know that if you study long, you said you're wrong. It's absolutely nothing wrong with studying because it is still your foundation. But it's the studying wrong, the wrong intent that leads to the wrong reason. And it confuses things with the wrong heart. That's kind of our thing tonight. Say it one more time. I need to say it again. I just really wanted you guys to get that and feel that. I want you to know that I'm a little emotional about this song tonight. And many of you may be too. I'm going to say it again. Study wrong, you study wrong. Okay? Study wrong, you study wrong. Okay? Absolutely nothing. Yeah. All right. Is that better? Is that any better, you guys? I don't know. Let me know. Yes, it's better. All right. Well, let me stay a little calm. I'm going to say it one more time, okay? Here we go. Y'all ready this time? Let's get it. I'm going to bring my energy down. I'm just really hyped. I did a spirit quest. And you know how wonderful you guys feel and all the crazy things that happen when you do spirit quest? Well, I'm kind of just coming out of one. So here we go. If you study wrong, you study wrong. There's nothing wrong with studying it at all. Absolutely, there's nothing wrong with studying. But it's the studying wrong, you understand, with the wrong intent, the wrong reason that leads, and with the wrong heart. That's where the problem is. Okay, so y'all got it? Got it this time. Just for you, Happy, since you asked. All right, you guys. So here we go. We're going to listen to a little bit of Baby Blue, and then we're going to get ready to get into the song. And this song has me a little bit emotional. I really can feel the brother on this particular song as he begins to get into it. And as he begins to get into it, y'all are so crazy. As he begins to get into this. So it's one of those songs where you can kind of find your way in it. I definitely was able to find myself in it, but I love it. I love it. It really, really kind of touched my heart here, and I know it's going to touch yours. So we're going to chill out to this, get ourselves nice and warm. Oh, let's get Baby Blue going first. She's going to record another one. She's been promising that for a minute.
La, 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 the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
Dressed up. around, start treating me like I'm him now. Like we don't know each other, we ain't grow together, we just friends now. She's got me feeling pinned down, pick the pen up and put the pen down. Writing to you from a distance like a pen pal, but we've been down.
Don't think about damn. Too much. There's no need for us to rush this through. Don't think about it too much. This is more than just a new lust for you. Don't give up when your heart's done and you tell me something's gone wrong. Wholehearted, you care, 'cause I'm such a dreamer. But well, if it's all a dream, then I'm on fire. Feels like I'm on fire. Tell me when I'm lying. Tell me when I'm trying.
All right, you guys. That is Drake. And that's going to be on his new CD that's going to be dropping here soon. And one of the things, did the song cut off, you guys? Yeah, I think Blog is kind of doing its own thing here. I'm not sure. It did seem like it cut off a little bit. I'm not sure what happened. Mm-hmm. But one of the things I want you guys to know, the CD is already out. There's no need to get bootleg. One of the things that I definitely will tell you is I support people who are about their magic. And I would encourage guys to support that as well, too. And but it's already out. They have it at select locations in select cities. It's been out for a while. They are going to do an official release. But it's been out. You can go buy it. Now, one of the things that I'll tell you is I do believe in supporting those who really, really are about their passion and about their work. No skimping on that for real. It actually came out this past Tuesday. So you can go get that because this is really epic, I feel, for Drake. And you can see his transformation where he has made a lot of strides in a lot of different areas. And this is one of the selections from there. So I'm glad you guys enjoyed it. I really am. We're going to do something a little different here. We're not going to think about it too much, okay? But we're going to start talking about this. We're going to bring Brother Bilal on. But one of the things that I want to talk about before we actually bring on Brother Bilal, because there's a spirit quest that when we were speaking earlier, me and Brother Bilal, that I did for the show tonight to go along with the message that he's going to be bringing here in just a second. And so I want to talk to you guys about the sun. And this is really to open up this energy. Before Brother Bilal brings his channels on to you guys. So we're going to be talking about the sun. And I want you to think about the sun. And I want to ask you a question. I want you to think about this. And I really want you to begin. Y'all are crazy in the chat room. I want you to think about this. And I want to ask yourself a question. You know, we talk about the melanin a lot. That's one of our things, and melanin is important. It's very, very important when we begin to talk about melanin. We know melanin has a lot to do with the sleeping hours. It has to do with the moon, but I want to, for just a moment, talk to you about the sun. And, you know, I've had many different visions and many different been able to take many different dreams that actually took me into the sun. And I've been going into the sun for quite a while, you know. And the question I want to ask you, when was the last time you've been to the sun? We're always going to the moon, but when was the last time you've been to the sun? When was the last time that you really been to the sun? Not play been to the sun. I'm talking about for real been with the sun. The honest truth. The very, very honest truth. Thank you. Rising Sun said it's been a moment. Kali Mar said it was a good question. And I hear the mummy from quite a few of you guys. So that's what I want you guys to begin to start thinking about that. And I want you to think about my life, my life, my life, my life in the sunshine. I want you to think about that. Think about Roy Ayers and how he talked about even in the darkness. That's what brought about that number one song all over the world, In the Sun. Not when you saw the sun. When was the last time you've been to the sun? Well, have no worries for those of you who have not been to the sun in a while, because you will be able to take a trip to the sun. And that's what we're going to get ready to do here. When we start to talk about the sun really infuses something in us that we don't talk about a lot, and that's serotonin. Because serotonin is very, very important. And sometimes we get a little too caught up in melanin that we forget about the significance of the serotonin. Because serotonin is one of those things that actually activates the melanin. It holds the melanin into its proper place until it's actually able to release it. To release it. To let it go and to release it. It's very important. And for those of you, depending on what type of part of the world you stay in, you may not get any sun. This is the time of the year that a lot of people start to set in what we call sad disorder. But you're missing the sun. You're missing that being. This is why when we look at our ancient Kemetic ancestors, they understood that. They gave the sun. The sun was a being, the god Ra, the god Re, sun. You understand? The soul, which is another word for sun. So we're getting ready to take a trip to the sun. This is all important because of the message that Brother Bilal is going to be speaking to us here tonight on. Because we're going to be talking about that of the sun. We're going to be talking about the sun's obligations and the secrets of the moon. So that you can begin to understand this message, this channel, the sun. When you look at the sun and you begin to think about the role that the sun plays, the role that the sun actually plays. For a long time, people thought the sun was evolving around the earth, but in fact, the sun is actually, you know, a star. It's the shining star that Earth, Wind, Fire always talks about. You're a shining star. Yes, that's the sun. So there's so many different things that happen. What the sun actually helps to do is it holds about 80 planets together, over 200 moons, and other celestial bodies together. We are sun people. We are really sun people. We know that. So we are sun people. We are the sun people, particularly when we start to think about the sun. You know how brothers greet each other and they say, "What's up, son?" You understand? "What's up, son?" "How you doing, son?" "What's up, light?" You know, "What's up, light?" You know, sunlight. We're lighting the way. We're paving the way. We're understanding what that sun does. We're understanding the role of serotonin and how serotonin not only interacts with our skin to bring in vitamins like vitamin D and other things, that it infuses itself with electrons and protons within us. But also, when Brother Bilal came on before, he showed us how the sun actually gives downloads as well. These downloads come in through our skin. That's one of the major ways that the downloads from the sun comes in. It comes in through our skin. And it activates that serotonin. That serotonin is really connected to a lot of your energetic aura that is around you. It comes in the crown chakra. It comes into that particular area. And then it begins to infuse itself all throughout your body. Yeah. The sun. Mm-hmm. Welcome to the remix, everyone. So glad you guys are here tonight. We're going to get ready to go on this spirit quest here. So get yourself set up. Get yourself situated. You know what to do. And as we get ready to take this journey into the sun. So, yeah, prepare yourself. This is this is going to be a journey. Yeah. And then Brother Bilal is going to come on, the sun's obligation and the secrets of the moon. All right, we're going to get ready to take the journey. The first thing I want you to do is to get yourself in a nice, comfortable position. So whatever that is, if you're sitting down, that's fine. If you're laying down, that's fine too. So, as we get ready to begin, this is a journey that we're taking, that we're going 92 million miles away. We're going on a trip, and we're taking that trip to the sun. Now, as we get ready to go to the sun, let's talk about some of the things that you'll be doing here. First, we'll go through a cleansing process when we get to the sun, and then you'll be able to charge yourself up. And as you're charging yourself up, you're also going to be able to connect to many different portals within inside of you. And those portals that you're going to be connecting to, one of them is the brain. Particularly, we're going to be able to work with the left and the right brain. You're actually going to be working with your left brain and the sun, and it's going to connect you to your wisdom. So this is the part where the left and the right brain both come together. You'll be able to cleanse your energy and your aura. You will come back feeling more alive than ever. This is also where you will go to activate your visions for the future. So now, as we get ready to take that journey, I want you to take a nice deep breath and just relax. That's it. Breathing in and breathing out. And each time that you're breathing in and breathing out, you are becoming more and more relaxed with every breath. Close your eyes and let's get ready. Now, I want you to look ahead in your mind's eye. And right up ahead, you see a group of people waiting there for you. There's a whole bunch of people and they're all dressed up. They're all dressed up and they're all waiting for you. Now, when you approach, no worries, have no fear. You're going to see an apparatus that kind of looks like an elevator, yet there is no doors around the elevator. You just are going to step up on the ladder. That's it. Go ahead, step up on the ladder. And then I want you to begin to step onto the steel platform. Now, what's going to happen once you step on the steel platform? Once I count to three, I want you to hold on both sides very tight. It is going to propel you 92 million miles into the sun. Isn't that cool? So, let's get ready to go. All right? On the count of three, you will be propelled into the air and headed straight for the sun. Oh, I forgot one more thing. Look at the gentleman standing there on your left. He has a pair of eyeglasses for you. Make sure to put them on. That's going to help you with the glare as you get closer to the sun. Wonderful. You have your glasses on. Let's get ready to go. So on the count of three, they're going to pull the handle and propel you. So here we go. One, two, three. That's it. That's it. That's it. You're flying all the way to the sun. Oh, isn't this fun? Now, as you're getting closer and closer to the sun, what I want you to do is I want you to begin to start looking for what portal you're going to go into in the sun. You can feel the warmth as you get closer and closer, and you're almost there. This was a quick trip. All right. So now, I want you to begin to just hold on to the side of the rails and guide yourself into the sun. You can find the portal by looking for the dark spots on the sun. Those are going to be the opening portals. And as soon as you get close, it's going to open up like magic. Ah, I see. You have found your portal. Now, once you get inside and everything begins to level itself out and you're floating in the air, I want you to look around because you will see that there's many different levels on the inside of the sun, and all of them are spinning at different rates and different speeds. When you find the one that you feel comfortable with, I want you to jump, okay? Jump to that level, no matter how high or how low, because there's eight levels and you can go wherever you like. So here we go. One, on the count of three, two, three, jump. Excellent. All right, now, here's the deal. Each one of these levels are spinning different ways. Now, if it's spinning clockwise, I want you to walk the opposite direction. So walk counterclockwise. If it's spinning counterclockwise, I want you to walk clockwise. There you go. Now, as you begin to walk, you can see all of the solar wind coming like a windstorm as you're walking against. This is cleansing you. It's cleansing you for everything that is not a part of your natural self. And like solar flares going through your body, it is charging and cleansing your electrons and protons. All of this is coming from the sun. It's healing your mind, your body, and your soul. Just keep walking. That's it. Excellent. And you can feel all of the debris that you're leaving behind. Now what I want you to do is I want you to turn around the other direction. And so now you're moving in sync with the same direction as that level inside of the sun is spinning. So now turn around. There you go. And I want you to run. That's it. Take off running, because now what you're doing is you're infusing and you're charging your left brain. It's really bringing these electrons and protons back. This is tapping into your super intelligence and all of this in your left brain. The super intelligence, this is all the fuel that you're going to need to charge the super intelligence within you. It's going to help to spark those visions for the future. Excellent. Now, slow it down, slow it down. We're going to get ready to leave. I want you to get back on your stand, and I want you to hold on to your stand. That's it. That's it. Hold on to the stand. As we get ready to go back, there's one more thing that I want you to do as we get ready to go back. I want you to reach behind you, and I want you to grab two solar flares. That's it. You can see them sticking out. And you can break them off like leaves or branches, excuse me, on a tree. So break two solar flares off, and I want you to bring them back. It doesn't matter how long or how short, but I want you to hold on to them and bring them back with you. All right? You're ready? Okay. All right. On the count of three, we're going to be headed back, and you're bringing back all of this energy with you, charging up your left brain to infuse you with wisdom and intuition, to increase your visions and be able to tap into that energy of your super intelligence. You have your two solar flares, and we are coming back. That's it. Hold on, hold on, hold on. We're going to be landing back in the same place, only this time there are no people there. They're all gone. It is just you. And that green field up above, down below, right there, that's where you're landing, where there is nothing but green, beautiful grass. That's it. You're coming down beautiful. Now, excellent. I want you to walk down the steps, and I want you to stand on the grass. And as you stand on the grass, I want you to take a solar flare, one in the right hand and one in the left hand. And then I want you to hold your hands up in a V formation. That's it. Face the sun. Face the sun. There you go. Understand that the god Ra and all of the ancestors is what is truly powering the energy behind the sun. They are the beings that is infusing this superhuman energy in the sun. Hold those two flares up. Now, I want you to take your right hand, and I want you to take that solar flare and put it over your heart. And then I want you to open the palm of your hand, and I want you to press that solar flare into your heart center. That's it. Feel it going in. Feel it. Push it down, down, down. You can feel the energy inside your body as you begin to push it completely into your heart. Excellent. And now you want to bring the second solar flare with your left hand. And now I want you to begin to push this in. Push this in. And as you're pushing the left hand in with the solar flare, you begin to see visions. And these visions are taking you onto things that you're going to do. These are visions for the future as you begin to see them. Excellent. Keep pushing. Keep pushing. Hold on to those visions. Hold on to those visions. Excellent. Now hold your left hand over your heart and take your right hand and place it over your third eye. And now you're infusing the left and the right hemisphere. And they have become one. Excellent. Excellent. You can take your hands down now. And now I want you to relax. That's it. Just relax. You can feel the supercharge all throughout your body going everywhere. Everywhere. That's it. Excellent. Excellent. You are back. You are safe. You are relaxed, and you are supercharged. When I count to three, I want you to open your eyes, bringing back all of these visions, bringing back all of this charge. That's it. You've left all the debris behind. One, two, three. All right. All right. Wow. Welcome, welcome back, everybody, from the sun. The sun's obligation, the secrets of the moon. With your host, of course, Miss Blue and Brother Bilal. Going to give you guys just a minute to kind of bring yourselves back. Make sure you jot down all of your notes there. I'm coming back. I see some of you coming back. When you're back, just kind of throw up a heart. Let us know you're back. Let us know you're back. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let us know you're back. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, you guys. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, yes, yes. You're back. You're back. You're back. You're back. Yes. Wow. Rising sun, you said you feel super, like Superman. That's what's up. That's what's up. Beautiful, beautiful. Yes, 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 yes. Beautiful, beautiful. Yes, in case you guys were wondering what that cut was in the back, that was Drake and Worst Behavior. Woo! I am loving that whole CD. Yes, yes. So that was Drake and Worst Behavior. We're going to get ready to bring on Brother Bilal right here, live in the remix. Let's find him here. And as we continue the sun's obligation, Yes, yes, the sun's obligation and the secrets of the moon. Peace and greetings to you, Brother Bilal.
Good evening, Miss Blue. How are you doing?
Wonderful, wonderful. Yes, yes, yes.
What's your request?
Wow.
I'm just making it back from the sun. Great spirit quest.
Oh, my goodness. Please, oh, my goodness. It's going
before
crazy.
Before we start anything, make sure you tell Baby Blue happy birthday.
Yes. Yes. Oh, right. Baby Blue and her birthday. I certainly will. I certainly will.
I really enjoyed us singing the other night. I was up listening to the show, and I started to call in and do my tune, you know what I'm saying? But I couldn't remember anything. I'm not good with knowing the words, you know? So, but it's good. It's
oh,
good.
Wow. Yes, yes.
How's the
well,
remix family
I know.
This evening?
Mm-hmm. Everybody is all charged up, and they are throwing hearts and love to you in the chat room. Of course, you guys know Brother Bilal, brother who does the soul alignment readings that many of you all over the world have already experienced. So you know you can contact him at BilalTheExperience@gmail.com. Find out and get yourself a soul alignment reading. Yes.
Mm-hmm. I tell you what, it was some great readings today, man. Some high energy, some beautiful readings. Some, you know, so I like to send some shouts out. I'd like to also send a shout-out to Brother Matthew out there in the U.K. Man, he had some great energy today also, you know, started my day off. Just been a good day. I feel good. I'm excited to share. You know, I love the Remix family so much. And we have that mastermind coming up. Oh, Matt, I can't wait to that start in October. Off the chain. You there, Miss Blue?
All right, I'm back.
Okay, you went back to the sun. You forgot something, huh?
Yeah, I had to take a trip around the world. I had to take a trip around the world there.
Oh, man. The energy is so good. I did the meditation. You know, I'm just coming up out of it. I feel great, though. And I tell you what, I treated myself to go see the movie you recommended, which was the Grand Master. Powerful
yeah.
Share. Real good movie. Yes, and I love the whole analogy. It's really a love story.
Yes.
You know, between the left and the right hemisphere on how that masculine and feminine energy work together.
So true.
One of the main things that stuck out was keeping the faith. And this is why we have to get that healthy definition of time, because keeping the faith. And, you know, if you notice, you know, in a lot of these movies, it's, you know, it's so much being revealed right now, all right? You know, they're telling the story, because just understanding how your projection works when you're sending projection out.
Right.
Just like when you have an intimate relationship with Mother Earth in the universe and the planets, you have to understand the projection you're sending out.
Mm-hmm.
So even in watching some of these movies, it's stimulating a lot of your senses, a lot of your nerves.
Yeah.
All right? And, you know, and I just love it. Keep the faith. And it was really, the keep the faith thing was really based on you understanding that someone is going to get it.
Yes.
Do you know how long you wait for someone to get it?
Yes. Oh my gosh. Yes.
and this is like that relationship between like the coach and a player, because I you know, my 12-year-old son, he played football. Mm-hmm. And he experienced something on the field where the team don't look too good. And he realized, even though he had a lot of tackles, did some fumbles, even though he was winning, the team wasn't winning.
Right, right.
So what happened, his coach is a good coach, but the coach is not communicating proper to the rest of the players. Okay? So the first thing he wanted to do was leave the team.
Yeah.
And the lesson I made him understand at this point was, take your time. Do not make that reactive decision.
Yeah.
Because it may just be a communication barrier between the coach and the rest of the players. Remember, they're 12 years old. And he's a good coach, but he's used to communicating with 17, 18-year-old, 19, 20. So it's a different language to transcend down to 12 and 13 years old.
So true, yeah.
So what I told my son to do was communicate with your coach, just like some of your best players, and let him know anything he wants to communicate to the rest of the players, tell it to me, and I have the language to communicate it to them. See, and this is so important. This is why you always see, when they talk about the universe, they always compare it to the slinky. Remember when we were young, the slinky, it walks down the stairs and all these different things. It spirals and it moves.
Why
do they compare the universe to the slinky?
Mm-hmm.
They have one, you say?
Yes. I used to have lots of slinkies, different colors and everything. Yeah.
and now I'm talking about this, not even knowing that slinky, watch how you start seeing the slinky come back, because we're moving into the universe. We really never left. But it's been a backdrop. They tried so long to keep you away from the heavens, from the planets, from the stars, from the sun,
yeah,
from the moon. If you really get back home, you're going right back to the heavens, because God lives in the heavens.
Yes, so true.
But they always compare the universe to a slinky.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what Ebonics is? Isn't Ebonics a form of slang?
Yes.
What is slang when you speak in slang? When you're talking in a slang, it's another form of communication that means, yeah, damn near the same thing that someone else is talking about. It's the key to communication is having a slang. We are communicating on a different level.
Right.
So when we're talking slang, it's the key to our communication. Me and you could have a conversation and talk about something and nobody never pick it up because we have our own slang, our own language.
It's true, yeah.
Communication is what's driving this thing. It's communication.
Yeah.
And so we at the point right now, the universe been waiting on us to get it. And let me tell you like this. Guess how many it takes to really get it? It only take one.
That's it.
You can teach your whole lifetime and only one show up, because that one is going to go communicate what the slang is. So that's why they always compare it. But it's time for us to get it. So where are we right now? We all locked in sales. We all locked in cells. It's like we in the mental prison in our own mind. We locked in cells. Do you know, like a car battery? When the battery die, the cells die?
Mm-hmm.
What's the number one reason for that car battery dying?
Bad cells.
The fastest. Right, bad cells. They're right. But sometimes when we leave the lights on too long, we forget to turn the lights off?
Yes.
You see, that's what we were talking about earlier. That's what I'm saying. Even with your eyes or your light bulbs, you have to turn them off sometime.
That's right.
Stop using your perception to try to just overthink yourself. We think ourselves into damn boxes. It's our thinking that have us locked in cells. We are literally locked in cells.
That's true. That's right.
Think about the phone. You talk on a cell. I'm on a cell phone right now. A cell.
Right. The cell phone.
A cell phone. So you think about the iPhone. Everybody was trying to jailbreak the phone. Can you jailbreak my phone? Can you jailbreak my phone? What is the relationship with jailbreaking? Because your ass needs to be jailbroke. You need to break out of jail.
Yes, yes.
So when we even talk about that, now think about this here. Because let's go to this. How many people are living on this planet?
Wow.
Does anyone have the accurate count how many people are on this damn planet?
They're really good. Let's see if any remixers can tell us. You know, they're fast Googlers.
Yeah.
Let's see, tell us how many people.
How many people locked in the cell?
Mm-hmm. Here we go, Cassidy. Over 7 billion people are locked into a cell.
7 billion people. That's what's estimated.
Yeah, that's not the ones.
7 billion people.
That's the only ones they can see.
That's right. That's right. So now this is what I'm going to give you. I'm going to give you this here. Watch this. That's almost 7 billion they counted, and don't think about what's not seen. It'd be another billion.
That's right.
But I'm gonna give you the number of every living, creepy, crawly thing on this earth. Living.
Okay.
I'm talking about from the amoeba they just found in the water, to the roach, to the fly, to the whale, to the plant. Every living thing to the sand. I'm going to give you the count on every living thing on this goddamn earth. And that's the same amount of brain cells in your damn head. About 100 billion. Let me say that again. There's about 100 billion and counting living things on this planet. It's corresponding with the brain cells. That's why they're studying the brain so much. Because this is how we all are connected. Each one of us in us. You connected to the tree, to the everything that damn living, to the plant, to the whale. If you talk to the tree will talk to the damn birds for you. This is how we connected. So we are one. It's a collective consciousness.
Yeah.
So that's why when a brother like Michael Jackson is getting ready to transcend, you would have a headache in your head because he done impacted that many people on this planet.
Yes, that's true.
That's collective consciousness. And I thought about the brother you had on Thursday night. That was a powerful share, Brother Roy Ayers.
Yeah.
Look how many people he touched with the sunshine.
Yeah, so many, yeah.
That's become part of the collective consciousness. It's like throwing a rock inside of a puddle of water. We all connected through each other, through the brain cells.
Through the brain cells,
so,
wow.
So somebody got to break your ass out. You don't want to come out the cell. That's why the name, just think about it, like the name Jesus, Buddha, Muhammad. All of these are different names on certain frequencies that impact the brain cells.
Yeah.
Jesus wasn't a person. Jesus is a title. Let me say that again. Jesus wasn't a person. Jesus was a title.
Mm.
The Jesus in my life was my uncle Eddie. That's my Jesus. He died for me. He really got murdered, literally.
Yeah, that's true.
You understand? So that's my Jesus. You understand what I'm saying? It's not so much of the name. It's a title. We have to connect back to our internal selves. But it's time to break out. So just think about everybody talking about, just think about when it was overloading with the jailbreaking. Because we done been in the damn cell so long, some of us done got comfortable in the damn cell.
Yes. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Just put some money on my books and let me get a hot cell phone and I'm good in myself. Because we don't want to give up those things.
That's right.
So, and listen to this here. I was speaking with someone a couple of days ago, a person that makes a living off of jailbreaking phones. And I really wanted to know one thing. What is the way to jailbreak a phone? And I had to tell this person that without them thinking I'm trying to take their business because I'm not into jailbreaking no damn phones. But it's what they said that astounded me. They said, no, it's real simple. That's what the key to it is.
What's
all
that?
You have to do is override the security system. You put a code in that overrides the security system. And see, this is so important for tonight because if you're going to break out of any place in your mind, any cell in your mind, because once you break out, it causes a domino effect. It's just like the atom bomb. Once you crack one atom, all the rest start coming apart. But you have to override the security system. So some people may have job security that's stopping them from breaking out.
Yes. Wow.
Financial security. So think about, now tell everybody to write this down. C-E-L-L is no different from S-E-L-L.
Right.
So that's why when most people break out the cell, they sell us out.
Right. Leave one cell to go to the other cell.
Become a sellout. And then most of y'all, think about it. Everybody damn near grew up in the same foundation, so most of y'all still locked up in the Bible and the Quran. That's the damn cell.
Yes.
A lot of y'all ain't giving up on no damn Jesus just in case. I know this. Because that's a security code. You see, we have to get something that overrides the security code. What overrides that? Because, see, it's not so much Jesus who you really believe in. It's your grandmother who you love so much that connected you to Jesus. That's the relationship that carried you to that. But most of y'all still locked into that. That's why when you turn around, it's nobody there to even assist you because it's like they sold you out. You're a sellout. So you damn near out the cell by your damn self. All right? So just think about, just like the circus elephant. Look how big that damn elephant is. But they tie this elephant leg to the pole when it's a baby, and after a while, the elephant stopped trying to get away.
Right, that's right.
They domesticate, they tie it up, and the elephant learned the pattern. It learns the behavior to stay there. How you take a lion out the damn jungle and put it in a zoo?
Right. Yeah.
How are they keeping that lion in the cell that you are connected to? All right? And I wanted to say that because what we're going tonight is breaking out of this cell. Because I want you to think about everybody, all 7 billion of those people on this damn planet will never all have an iPad, a damn laptop, or a computer.
So true.
But it's a common denominator on every living, crawling thing on this damn planet. Two common denominators. There's two. That's air and water.
That's it.
If it's living, it needs air and water. That is the agreement.
That is, yes.
That's what connects all of us. Universally, we all connected through water and air.
Chestnut and shoe.
That's right. You will not be able to get around it.
Yes.
All right? So as we move on, as we progress through this thing, write water down. I want everybody to write the word water down. Now, go backwards with this water, which is T-A-W. We're going to talk. Because we're moving on to the operation of the sun, because the sun is obligated. Not only just to shine, but the sun is obligated to do his job, but you must know the job of the sun. But write water backwards, and you should come up with T-A-W. Stop at T-A-W. I see the R. The R-E is there, but go to the T, underline the T-A-W, which is tall. Now, what is tall? Tall is a game of marbles.
Mm-hmm.
This is also the same tall that's in Taurus. And I'm going to also give the zodiac that the Egyptians used, because we wasn't using the bull and the fish. You understand? I'm going to give that out also tonight, because it's very important you understand that for what's coming online. But the tall is a game of marbles. When you make that circle, you make a circle and you put 13 marbles in a cross. And then we start shooting and trying to knock the marbles out. Okay? Mm-hmm. Now, I want you to think of those marbles as planets in orbits. You're building the whole universe with those marbles. And so when we talk about marbles, we're talking about the eyes. That's why some of the marbles even look like cat eyes. But the marbles are connected to your common sense. You know when they say, man, he lost his damn marbles. Because it's connected to your common senses. And see, this is the first thing when a person go outside the cell, that's the first thing you say about him. Man, he crazy. He done lost his mind. Yeah, I have lost my earthly mind that you call your mind. Because I'm outside the cell, so it will appear to you that I'm out of my marbles or off my marbles.
Right.
But this is why that talk is so important, because it is letting you know when you don't connect back to these plans, you become retard. You become a retard. Because talk is also a bleaching process.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, talk is a bleaching process.
Mm-hmm.
And look what the bleaching process. Remember, this is also the talk that's in Taurus. And this Taurus is connected to the white bull. And this is the white bull they honor even in Hollywood. It's called Europa. The white bull of Europa. What's the mythology of Europa? The god fell in love with Europa, the white bull, and had children with Europa. This is the bleaching process.
Mm-hmm.
Now, why is this so important? Because you have to know we at the end of the ropes with this shit for real. It's not only time for you to come out the cell, but it's time for you to produce.
That's it. Say that again, Brother Lau.
It's not only time for you to come out the cell, it's time for you to produce. It's time for you to produce. That's what this great equinox is about. A lot of this information couldn't happen to a certain time. We made agreements to drop certain signs at a certain time. That's why when you see the CMEs coming from the sun, which is the coronal mass ejection, which after I talked about it, a week later they had one that knocked a lot of cell phones off.
Sure did.
But this is downloads.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is download the energy from the sun. What are you going to say, Ms. Blue?
No, I was going to say, and a lot of power outages, too. One of the things that they have not really, they've been trying to downplay a lot, and this was something mm-hmm. we talked about last year and the year before, lots of outages. It's a whole lot of outages.
Right.
But they're coming on certain cells. So you know how electricity is based on different cell platforms. So they grid out certain grids. So this is why even in the summertime, they did mandatory grid blackouts, you understand? So they were blocking mm-hmm. out those cells. So Wall Street experienced several blackouts. Switzerland experienced several blackouts when it came to their banking system, which is their security system. Lots of the satellites had that. Matter of fact, the satellite that is over the sun is SOHO. And SOHO, their cash, and all of their systems where they have all of the shopping. That experienced a lot of downtime where those sales were out. So lots of sales went out. Yes. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, a lot of, and see what happened. The equinoxes are lining up with the eclipse. We yeah. also have another powerful eclipse coming on the 18th of this month, of next month, I'm sorry, of October. The eclipse is actually going to happen on the full moon.
Mm-hmm.
These are not only downloads, these are prophecies that already been told.
Yes.
You understand? Mm-hmm. And be honest with you, if you really want to go back, Brother Bobby Hemi gave it to you in the beginning of 2011 with the god Khonsu.
He sure did, and that
I'm telling you, he ushered it in. I give the credit where the credit is due, because even in the research, it led me right back to Khonsu. And Khonsu is also in your Bible. Khonsu is in Proverbs. That's who Solomon ran with, Khonsu. He said he did nothing without wise counsel. The Khonsu. Who's your counsel? All right, because these are cycles. And this equinox is going on this evening on the 22nd. It always happened on the 21st, but the poles are shifting.
Yeah.
So we're on a double 11, which is that master vibration number 22, the day of the master builder. So if you've been doing a lot of heavy dreaming, especially the last couple of nights, you've been on Neptune.
Neptune.
Well, last couple of nights you've been on Uranus, and before that, Neptune.
Yes.
Because anytime the moon lines up with any planet, we travel to those planets when we go to sleep.
Yes.
Every time you go to sleep, your etheric body, your spirit leaves anyway.
Yes.
The moon is no more than a charging station, but it's a launching pad to get to other planets, to other worlds. This is why you have so many different brain cells, and then you also have cells in the body, because all of these cells are connected to everything in the entire universe. And so you should have been having some real wild, crazy dreams. Even at the beginning of this month was the crescent moon next to Venus, and that's where you was traveling to Venus.
Yeah.
We're living on so many different levels at one time.
Okay.
And, you know, and we really baby-stepping with it, because I don't want to get too far out there on the understanding of this. All right? And so just understand all of these lunar cycles, the lunar eclipse, they are really watching these things, because all these downloads are coming in.
Yes.
All right? So this we're gonna start right here. Because we're going to go into the seasons. The seasons are so important. And this is where a lot of us get hung up at, because we don't understand the season we are in. Each person has a particular season.
Mm-hmm.
Men and women, we have different seasons. It's a season when everything is going good. It's a season where you have downtime. It's a season where you need to be studying. It's also a season where you need to be assisting other people.
Yes.
We're talking about the different seasons. So tonight, equinox brings us into the fall. It's fall in America. It brings us into the fall. Okay, so if you look at the word fall, is really when you wake up, the fall becomes autumn.
Mm-hmm.
When you wake up, fall becomes autumn, which is the author. This is the story of King Arthur, which is in the fall. And so even understanding astronomy, astrology, you have to understand the season we're in, because we are in the season of the judge, of the Libra, the librarian.
Yes.
Okay? So to let everybody write, go ahead, what'd you say?
I said Hypatia, librarian, of course.
Yes. Yeah, this is her season.
Yeah.
This is Hypatia season.
I can really...
We're getting back to the altar.
Yeah, I can really, really attest to that. I know from me, when I first was going into the records, it was a fall season that I ran in very, very hard into the records. It was during the fall season. It was. You know, of course, I go in there all the time, anytime, but initially where I was really going into there and really didn't even know where I was in the fall season. Yeah, yeah.
Well, and what I'm going to do tonight is we're gonna talk about, we're going to go into the phases of the moon. The moon has 8 phases. It's a 28-day cycle. All right, because that's why the seasons are so important. So if you look at the 28-day cycle, it's 7 times 4. It's 4 seasons, okay? And so it's 7 days in each season. Every month is displaying every season.
And you know, I was just going to say this really quick. You know, the moon has 8 phases, and the sun has 8 layers.
Yes. Because we're going to get to that. Because we're talking about the obligation of the sun, the sun's obligation. And we're going to talk about that connection, because it's time for it to face off. Even bringing everybody into the sun, going face to face with the sun.
Yes.
And understanding what that really means. But it's very important that you understand the season, so you can understand the seasons in your life. Do you know every day you living out every season that exists? In one day. One day you going through all of these phases.
Spring, summer,
if you
winter.
Document your life, every day you living through the phases.
Yeah.
So I want everybody to look at springtime. Because we go back to fall, because that's going to come up on the last part of this, but we're going to start at the spring, when things spring into motion, all right? And this, you see, this is how they coded everything, even in the Bible. The four seasons were the witness of Jesus, which was Paul, Mark, Luke. See, you have to understand this, because they're talking about the coming at the end, but they understand the seasons. And once you fall in sync with your season, you do anything. You maneuver how you want to, because you understand the season you're in. So the springtime would represent Paul. That's how they came up with the Pope Paul. So these things are very important. Because see, Paul is the story of Paul Bunyan. What's the story of Paul Bunyan? Paul Bunyan was a tree chopper. He chopped the trees down so you could see.
The lumberjack, yeah.
The lumberjack. That was with the blue ox, with the Mother Hathor. They're using these stories as symbols to understand what season we're in. But that's the springtime. This is when the spirit comes out and gives you a ring, the spring.
Yeah.
So you have to know when it's springtime in your life, when things are springing back up. And when I go through the moon phases, you're going to be able to see each month when springtime is, when wintertime, when summertime. This is very important to your cycle, because there's a certain period that you're supposed to move in.
That's right.
Do you know you could plant certain things and it never come to fruition because you didn't plant it at the certain time, at the right time?
Yes. Mr. Anderson of iGrow.
And you wondering what happened?
About that. Yeah, I said Mr. Anderson of iGrow, you grow, talks about that.
Yes.
Planning out of season. Yes.
Yes, yes, yes. And see, that just like, and see, I want to go into that next season, which is wintertime. Because every time we see wintertime, we think about the bear hibernating. And that is the time when it's time to go back to the drawing board, because we're coming to the end of the energy. But things starting to die. The appearance of dying.
Right, the appearance, yeah.
Okay, so, you know, so we always talking about the rebirth, even the process we went through as black people to transform and to waken back up. It's always an awakening. Our everyday life is an awakening. You always awakening to something new. You understand? So that winter time is that downtime. And it's very important to understand when that winter time is.
Yes.
Okay? And then we go into the summertime. And you know, it's like the brother Roy Ayers, like everybody loves the sunshine. Because this is the time when you're in the light. When you're face to face with the sun, just like the meditation.
Right. And I want to just kind of go back really quick to the winter time when you were talking about the story, the period of hibernation. In the Bible, this is represented as Luke, you know, like lukewarm is cold, as in not hot, you know, that.
Yes.
And that kind of reminds me because, you know, this particular story, this prophecy of Luke is the foundation of every Age of Aquarium book that has ever been written on the planet. This is something that I spoke on before. You know, is Luke, it says, if you see a man with a water pitcher, follow him into the house. And this is what I was saying, you know, this is what I was saying earlier, you know, about studying long, you study wrong. We're not in the Age of Aquarium. Trust me on that. We are definitely not in the Age of Aquarium. We're not. You know, these books are, they're obsolete. That's obsolete. That's not where it is. You know, this is where we must do the research because people will tell you anything. And this is how I knew Brother Berlau was the truth because when he went on to talk about astronomy, the first thing he said to me was, now, you know we're not in the Age of Aquarian.
No.
You know, so sorry for interrupting you. I just wanted to say,
But just think about all the books they wrote on the Age of Aquarius. Who want to get rid of all those books for profit just to let you know we're not in that damn age? They're guessing at this shit. They're not studying it. I promise you they're not studying this shit, and they will not get the full understanding unless we give it to them. That's why they're listening to it right now. You understand? That's why they're listening right now to see what information I'm going to drop because I'm all in it. This is not no Age of Aquarius. Even on the Egyptian calendar of astrology, we inside of Asar and Aset. That's who the librarian is, Aset.
Yes.
All right. That's the energy for Aries and Libra. That's where we are.
So this is what I want.
That's why.
I wanted to make sure you give. You know, I know you're going to give them out, but I wanted to make sure that you give the Egyptian astrology because it is much different than a lot of things that are out there that have been written based off of the Bible that everybody wants to say that they want to debunk. Or say that the stories were mistranslated, but a lot of the foundational things was written from that perspective, you know. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, I tell you what, if you want to write them down, if everybody ready to write them down, I'll line them up for you so you would know which energy matches from where we are right now with this Western teaching to what we were doing in Egypt. They knew they had to do something because they couldn't get away from the stars. Every religion on this planet is in astronomy.
Yes.
It's locked in astronomy and astrology. And when I say locked in, it's the principles behind how this universe operates because we are in a constant motion with constellation. Remember, there are constellations that's transcending through the whole universe. We're operating in different seasons based on these constellations.
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to give them out, and you can write them, if, you know, when you download. But Aries lined up with Asar. Taurus is the Western. The Egyptian was Het Haru. Gemini lines up with Tahuti. Cancer with Nebhet. Nebt-H-E-T. Leo is Haru. Virgo is Gab. Libra, like I say, is Aset. Scorpio is Anpu. Sagittarius is Setmet. Capricorn is Set. Aquarius is Mayat, and Pisces is Nut. That's how it lines up in the Egyptian astrology.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
That's the symbols we were using. And it also lined up precisely with the seasons that we're in. Okay, so that's very important because, you know, like I said, you're not going to change all that for profit.
No. No.
Okay. So now I want to, you know, but the summertime is very important also because this is where most of that fuel come from to do, you know, a lot of that work. So we in the sunshine, like I said, we're in that light. All right, and, you know, I know most of us know about this summertime. The main thing I want to go to was the fall. Okay, because the fall represents that period where everything appears to dwindle out and die out. And when I connect this to the moon cycle, you're going to see exactly what I'm talking about, when it's time to plant and when it's time to, you know, extract from what you're doing. Because like I said earlier, you could do certain things at a certain time and it never come to pass because you planted at the wrong time. You planted when the season was dying out.
Yeah.
And you have to wait till a whole nother season pass to get it. And then you say, damn, I'm not even interested in this no more because you planted in the wrong season. It's going to come up, but it's going to take a certain amount of time. And that's understanding that process of the cycle. Okay, so when we get to autumn is truly about you becoming the author again. You becoming the author of your own chapter. Okay, the author of who you are. And so this is now this is very important because when we talk about even go back into what we talked about Set. When we talked about the Capricorn energy, which is Set. You know, Set was always the enemy of Osiris.
Yes.
And so this is how that devil energy came up because we always talking about that opposing force.
Yes.
The opposer.
Resistance.
That's all it is. Because look at the resistance today. They tell you don't read back then, and you was in the moonlight, you was in the darkness trying to read the damn books. They tell you can read the day, you don't want to read shit.
That's funny.
They tell you you can't go to school. We banned you from going to school, and the resistance calls you to go get a goddamn doctorate. Not today. They all kind of ways to go to school. You don't want to do shit. And see, we are moving outside of the age of Set. There's not going to be no more opposing forces to get you off your ass to do it.
That's right.
So this equinox here is about you becoming the author again, not depending on someone to move you.
Right.
You becoming your own author, your own inspiration. So this brings us to the fall. That's why it became the fall, because this is where the mark is. This is where the maker's mark. This is not a person. Listen at me good. These are not people. These are systems. This is the mark of the damn beast. This is the maker's mark. It's what's making you. Do you know if you're around somebody, if you're at work and they say, oh, you gained some weight. Man, look how big you got. You know you're going to start working out just to prove to them and to look good. And look, I don't care who tell you you have lost all that weight. If they never tell you, you're going to dry the fuck up. You're going to be looking like a stick man because you're looking for the person that made you, your maker.
Yes.
And every last one of us has makers. And we're not necessarily talking about a person, but it may be a person connected to that experience.
Yes.
What's making you? Who is your maker?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody got to meet their maker. And your maker is where Mark sits. X marks the spot. That's the maker. And I've seen real life experience. Like my older brother Jafar, when he started first out in the hair business, he was barbering.
I'm talking about when he was young, like 21, right? 21, 22. He had this idea. He wanted to see brothers cutting hair on platforms and suits with ties. And you know, he wanted to bring it to a whole nother level with barbering.
Mm.
So he went to the brother that he was working with, or he was working under, the owner of the shop, and he said, "Look, brother EJ, I saved up some money, man. I got this hell of a concept I want to do. I want to merge with you, and we open up this big old complex of a barbering. We like set platforms, and we cut brother hair on stage to make them feel like they're kings again." Guess what EJ told him? Guess what Seth told him? He used EJ as Seth. Guess what Seth told him?
Hell no.
Guess what brother EJ told him this. He said, "When you pass Walmart, have you ever seen the sign say Walmart and?"
No.
"Have you ever seen the sign say Kmart and so?" He said, "I don't need your goddamn idea. If you see that shit, you do it."
Wow.
So guess what happened? EJ became his maker. He took all the fuel from what EJ told him that would never happen, and he went open it and made it happen. And we're talking about years later, EJ came to the place. Oh, it was beautiful because, oh, he went forward with this one. But we had a grand palace of a studio, BSA, Beauty, mm-hmm. Science, and Art. Brother EJ walked in with an oxygen tank. He sucked the life out of Brother EJ. Let me make you understand this. EJ told him, "I see what you was talking about now."
Wow.
"I see the vision." But he had to meet his maker. My brother, that was his maker. Soon as EJ told him that, he lost the inspiration for cutting hair. He didn't want to do it anymore. And everybody got to meet their maker. And I'm not just talking about your mother and father, your physical parents. All of us have makers, which are markers in our life.
Yeah.
And that's why my ego never stroke, because I know who my maker is. And I know what my maker is.
Yeah.
How you think I learned all of this?
Yeah.
Where would the best become the best if he wasn't once the worst? You see, so when I'm talking to certain people and they tell me how much they know, all they're telling me is how much they didn't know at one time.
That's right. That's so true.
All of us have makers. And your maker is the thing that makes you. And it's people connected to those experiences.
Yes, yes.
All right? But that's the mark. We have the maker right now. And so when we go into the process, I'm going to show you the days to make yourself. Because, see, the moon goes through a phase where it's in triple darkness.
Mm-hmm.
It's inside the new moon. You have triple darkness and where you make yourself, where you reinvent, where you design yourself, where you become the author of yourself. So don't be so quick to show off what you know, because very intelligent people understand what you're not saying. All right? The son's obligation. The son's obligation. I want everybody, tell everybody to write this word down.
Write this down, y'all.
Bonus. Like a bonus. A bonus package. B-O-N-U-S. Bonus. Now write the word backwards. It should say sun-ob. The son's obligation is the bonus. If anybody know what a sunbow is a rainbow.
Yeah.
So when we get to the son's obligation, the son is obligated to the moon.
Mm-hmm. When you're looking at the moon, you're looking at the operation of the sun.
So
because if you look the sun in the face, if you look it in the face too long, it will blind you. So the sun gave you a bonus, which is a sun's obligation, which is a sun bowl. What the rainbow do? All the different colors?
Yeah.
Just like we said earlier, the moon is a big chakra in the sky.
Big old chakra.
It's a big chakra in the sky. That's why you have mood ring. Remember the moon. For the moon, write mood, M-O-O-D. So you're talking about the different moods of the sun.
Right. In fact, the sun actually, magnetic field, holds and supports over 200 moons.
Yes. The moons are subconscious holders.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you know they haven't been to no damn moon. They was in the damn studio. They haven't been to no moon.
I believe they've been
To no moon.
I believe they landed on an asteroid.
That's safe to say.
And they thought it was a moon.
The moon actually looked like a piece of charcoal. Yeah, you know, that's just like driving at night. You don't drive on no white. Imagine if the streets are white, the highway white. I mean, it would blind you.
Yes.
The streets are black tar because when the light hit it, it's a proper balance. They haven't been to no moon. The moon is about spirit travel. Even think about the Egyptians had the moon as the black cat.
Yeah.
That was the symbol for the moon in Egypt, the black cat. Then the Egyptians said they put all the information inside the black cat?
Inside the cat, yes.
That was code word for the moon. And that's why understanding the phases of the moon is so important. Because it's about the subconscious. It's about how this moon operates with your mood. And how the colors and all the hues are regulated through the moon cycles.
That's right. The moon is.
And I'm going to also give you, I'm going to give you the cycles in a minute to start the process off for next month.
All right.
All right? So why is it so important to learn the phases of the moon? Now think about the what the moon responsibility and the moon relationship to the water is. Remember, all of us connected through water? And when there's a full moon, a new moon, the tides get very high because the moon has a direct relationship with the water, which is the water still, the brain sits in water with all those brain cells. So you wonder why when a full moon comes, everybody running around damn crazy? You think that's just coincidence? And see, what's throwing you off, the moon sits in the middle of the process. The moon is not even the beginning of the damn process. See, before I even start studying the planets back then, I thought the moon was the beginning of the process. And that's what throws everything off. You have to understand the cycle. Even the cycle is connected to the period. The period is connected even to the menstrual cycle with females, with women.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
So for brothers that want to understand their cycle, you think about the relationship you're in. It starts from, think about your woman's cycle.
Yes, because men have cycles.
Think about that's a cycle. Hell yeah, men have cycles. I mean, bro, you know, act like they're on their damn periods. You know, they come on, they're worse than women.
Yes, they are.
I know some brothers worse than damn women. Because I promise you, I don't have a problem with crying. It's that damn whining that get me. You understand? It ain't the crying. I don't mind if you cry. It's that damn whining.
Mm.
Cry me a damn river. You understand? So shit. Okay. But we gonna start with the eight phases of the moon. And this is very important because when I give you this, when I break this down for you, you're gonna understand these cycles. So we'll go into the eight phases of the moon. I'm gonna walk through them so we could open up the lines. And you know what I'm saying? Even tonight, when we do readings, I want to even see, you know, what the moon was like when you was born. See what phase you in.
Yeah, beautiful.
All right. Now, that the first phase is called a new moon. A new moon, this is a real powerful point, because the new moon influences the internal growth. It has a direct relationship with the pineal gland. This is when the moon is in between the earth and the sun. This is a high charge, but in the new moon, you can't see it. It's in total darkness. It's in black. It's in its absolute real hue, darkness. Dark matter, what it really is. So we're talking about a new moon. You're talking about a new beginning. That's how they say God created himself in triple darkness. If you're talking about in the God was in the new moon. When you becoming, when you ascending and going to that next level, you start in the new moon. All right? So that's why you're unable to see it, because it's in the position where it's in between being pulled on. I'm talking about a real serious pull inside of the new moon. This is where the alchemists do most of their work. This is where they do all the rituals and the work, in the new moon.
Yes.
Because it's this next phase they know that's coming. See, because what you do in the dark, what it has to do?
Come to the light.
Come to the damn light. And so this is the second phase where it start peeking out. We call that a crescent. This is, look, for melanated people, this is our cycle. See that crescent? Everybody can't wear the crescent.
Because
you think about the birds, the blue jay and all these birds got the little crest on their head. That's the crown. Everybody can't wear the crown.
That's right.
When that crest start peeping out, it's starting to peak. It's just like you're under the cover. It's starting to peek out. It's peeking up under the cover. It's just like the new moon is the darkness when you're sleeping, and when you wake up in the morning, you start peeping first, and you know, before you get up out the bed. It's the crescent. This is a very strong cycle. This is really the peak of the moon.
Yes.
Because when you talk about the peak, you talk about the highest point of the moon. That's the second phase, which is the crescent. The crescent is also letting you know it's starting to grow. So look at it like this. Watch this here. I want you to look at the moon as a woman that's pregnant. She's starting to stick out. Do it make sense?
Yeah, she's starting to show.
Yeah. Starting to show, right. She's starting to show.
That's
the
belly
is starting to peek out.
Every time I remix, I am starting to show.
Yes. So we're talking about peak time. And see, each person go through every phase of the moon every day. Do you know the moon dies and come back to life every 28 days? It's showing you the whole process of life itself in the 28-day cycle. Ain't that crazy?
Yes.
So let's go to the third cycle, which is the first quarter. You know, just like in pregnancy, I'm in my first quarter. Just like in a football game, which is the first quarter of the game, or the first quarter of the basketball game. We're talking about the first quarter. Because you at the peak when you're starting the game off. You understand? When you're starting it off, you got all that energy. So we at the first quarter of it. Okay? So now let's go to the fourth quarter, which is the fourth step, not the fourth quarter. But we're talking about the waxing gibbous. This is very important right here, because this is a very important part. It's called the waxing gibbous, G-I-B-B-O-U-S. And gibbous means to stick out, to protrude. So the belly is getting bigger. Look at the moon. Look at the moon when it's in this phase. It's like a big belly. Like,
yeah.
You know, like the movie Belly, it's a big belly. But it's a waxing gibbous. You know, this connected to
This is connected to Karate Kid, wax on, wax off. What does wax got to do with anything? What this wax is? Think about the wax, right? Think about when you wax in the car. You don't wax no car in no goddamn 12 o'clock in the day. If you wax that car, this shit go get on the car. You can't even get the wax off the car. When you wax the car? Early in the morning when the sun is not even, when the sun hasn't arisen yet. You understand? It's in the darkness you waxing. Because, see, we have the waxing gibbous right now because the wax is about increasing the shine and about filling the cracks.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So think about the bees makes wax, bees wax. What the wax is? What the bees do with the wax? The bees make their honeycomb hide out. They make their honeycomb with the wax. Because the honey got to be able to sit in something. The wax is for the house. That's why when brothers tell, I'm going to take it to my honeycomb hideout. Because that's the wax. Y'all
that's
going wax. Y'all going to rub on and rub off. You understand what I'm saying? We're talking about waxing. Waxing and relaxing. You know what I'm saying? So, but look at the role of the wax. So see what you was talking about, the melanin in the serotonin, the serotonin? Because in the daytime, it's just like the wax. It's a house being built to put the melanin in at night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
See, because the waxing is getting ready to bring everything to the brightest position. You're getting ready to be polished. Because the fifth phase is the full moon. When you take the wax off, this shit is shining now. Now, but check this out. Just like the new moon had an influence on the internal growth, the full moon is all about external.
Yeah.
See, now don't get that confused. It's about the external shine because what's going on the inside is starting to permeate outside.
Yes.
The baby has arrived. It's in the light. The baby has made it.
Yes.
That's why the wolf hollering at the moon is celebrating the baby has made it. Your creation is here.
Mm-hmm.
You took the wax off. But this is all about the external. This the external making the shine.
Mm-hmm.
This the finish coat. This is in the middle of the 28th cycle, like I say. Now this is important. Now look, the full moon is gold, there's the fifth phase. But now let's go to the sixth phase, which is the waning moon. So what they're saying, look what it's called. It's called a waning gibbous. Remember we had the waxing gibbous?
Yeah.
But now we at the waning gibbous, meaning it's starting to wind down. The energy is starting to wind down from the full moon. That's the cycle we're starting right now tonight. It's starting, the energy of the moon is starting to wind down. Watch it within the next 3-4 days. It's going to wind down back into the new moon. It's winding down. When you start planting seeds, or you start writing different plans in this cycle, it winds down and die out fast because you started at the end of the cycle, just moving into the end. Okay, so this really, the belly is going in reverse now. It's going to the dying state. Are we clear on that? We good?
Oh, yes. Everyone is still tracking.
Okay. So now we at the seventh phase, which is the last quarter of the game. This is the last quarter, they call it, the last quarter. And they call this, it's also in the wind down state, but this is the time of the month where you need to do the assessment, when you need to do the reevaluating on, you know, how did this project come about? What was missing? What showed up? Some good things showed up I wasn't expecting. Then some things I really wanted didn't show up. This is where you do all the assessments at. This is also a good time to assist other people because you're winding down, getting ready to go to sleep anyway.
I'm going to give you a good example in a minute once I get to this eight phase. Okay?
Yeah.
Because the eight phase, you want to say something, Ms. Blue?
Oh, no. No, no, no.
Okay. Now, the eight phase is the final stage before it goes all the way to sleep, which is the old crescent. So this is the crescent on the other end because now it's starting to go to sleep. This is the old man on the last leg. This is the moon on his last leg. It's fading back into the darkness for rebirth. This is absolutely not the time to start any new projects.
Mm-mm,
because it's going to die out and fizzle out right there. It'll never come into a whole nother cycle.
It's okay. Also, well, I would say don't cut your hair either.
Not unless
the regimen that you normally do. But if you are someone thinking cutting, this is not the cycle to do it. Add some new things
well,
that don't
do. Yeah, because the magnetic field of the moon is real. It's affecting your physical, internal, external body, literally. It's the bonus package.
Yeah.
It's a bonus.
Mm-hmm.
It's the real bonus. For real, it's the sun's obligation. That's what the moon is. It's face-to-face. See, because when it's in a new moon, it's face-to-face with its son, with the father. So even when you brought them into the sun, you brought them face-to-face with the father. But let's go. I'm gonna give you a real good example with the from the new moon all the way to the dying crescent. It's no different from just say me and you was going out this weekend, Ms. Blue. We going out tomorrow. When we wake, we come out of a new moon. We coming out of the darkness.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Then we wake up in the morning. We go to the bathroom and use our crest. That's the crescent moon. You know what I'm saying? You're starting the crest. All right?
Mm-hmm.
And so we know we're going out tonight as a party. I need an outfit, so we're going to go to the mall. So, if, you know, things are starting to come together. I'm starting to put some wax on the car.
Right.
We waxing ourselves. We're going to get clean. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
We're going into the waxing givers. We're going into the first quarter. The first quarter. And guess what the first quarter may be? The first quarter may be we done bought our outfits. Now we're sitting down getting some lunch. We at the first quarter. Because we getting ready to set up a tonight event.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when we get to the party or to the club, we are in a full moon. We're shining.
Wow.
But
yeah.
All of this was developed from a new moon, which came out of the darkness. So when we at the peak of the highlight of the club, we in the full moon. And what happened after the full moon? It started winding down. The club not going to bump all night. After 1 o'clock, the moon starts to wind down. And see what happened? It's just like if you get there at 10 o'clock and somebody get there at 2 o'clock in the morning, it's like you didn't came too late. You didn't came when everything is dying out. And that's how most of us are showing up in life. We're coming at the end of the process. We come in when shit is dying out, everybody leaving.
Right.
So these are different processes of understanding when the plant, when you know you're in the full moon, when it's winding down, when it's dying out. Because when we leave, and even if we get breakfast after we leave, when we go back to sleep, we right back in a new moon. We starting the cycle all over again.
Mm-hmm.
Even your day-by-day life, look at your day-by-day life. You come out of darkness when you wake up.
Yeah.
You get to the peak of the day.
Mm-hmm.
You get to the full moon of the day, and then you start to wind down from there. It's a cycle. And each one represents a certain season. It's 28 days, which is 7 days in each part of the cycle.
Yeah.
Think about the remix from Monday through Thursday. It's in the new moon. It's in the darkness. It starts to peak out by Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And by Sunday, think about it. You start to peak out.
Yeah.
By Sunday, we go to a full moon.
Yes.
And then we're starting to wind down and go back into the darkness to Monday again. You see, if you understand those simple processes, you understand the processes in your life. So I'm getting ready to give you the dates when the new moon starts to start your cycle off again. See, that's why the calendar was also changed, because remember, we used to have a 13-month calendar with 28 days each that lines up with the moon. Mm. Now they stagger from 30 to 31 because it always offset, and you don't know when to start the process in the darkness.
So true. Yeah.
So I'm going to give these dates right fast. I'm going to give these dates, and then we can open up the line. But the new moon that's coming in October starts from October 3rd to October 9th. You're not going to see the moon outside. It's going to be in between the sun and the earth. And this is the perfect time for writing and planning and creating yourself. All right?
Yeah.
Now, when we get to the next step, which is going to move into that crescent, is going to be October 10th to the 16th. That's a seven-day cycle again. The first one from the 3rd to the 9th, and then the crescent going to start from the 10th to the 16th. It's going to go into the waxing, gibbous, and all that action going on. And then the full moon is going to have an eclipse coming up this month, which on the 18th, but it's going to start on October 17th to the 23rd.
Mm. Nice.
That's when your next full moon is starting. Everything you did in that new moon is going to start showing itself in the full moon.
Yes.
And then the wind down period is going to come October 24th to October 30th. And this is where you do the debriefing, the defragging, like you was talking about earlier, you know, over the whole project on how that whole month went. And see, it changes from month to month. So you see the next time it'll start on the 1st. So you see, it keep changing for you to keep up with it. But in understanding the cycles, because the full moon would be like summertime.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? The fall would be like wintertime because everything done fell. You understand? So it's different processes. Even after springtime, when the crescent comes, it's springing out. You understand? So it's like... Each week have a different season. And so start understanding your season, because your season may start on when it's in a full moon. Or when, you know what I'm saying? You have to learn your season. This is where all the work and research come from. I'm just giving you the information, the operation of the moon, and the important role it plays.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah. Beautiful. Beautiful. Very powerful.
How are we looking? All right.
Looking really good.
Yes.
Rep Bilal from Bilal the Experience. You guys know he does the soul alignment readings. You can reach out to him at BilalTheExperience@gmail.com, as well as in Self Invested. He is as well. We're going to be doing the Mastermind series together, the Kim Biz, the Mastermind series with Brother Bilal and myself. That's going to be coming up in the month of October. So you guys definitely want to jump on board with that. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 when you get on the phone lines. And get ready to have your birth dates together, your earth dates together, your born days together for Brother Bilal, so he can let you know exactly where those moons and that energy is lining up for yourself as well, too. And also, I want to let you guys know that before we get started, though, Brother Bilal, tomorrow...
Yeah.
On tomorrow is actually Ray Charles's birthday. That's his born day.
And
tomorrow, very powerful energy. Tomorrow, the U.S. Postal Service is going to be releasing an official Ray Charles stamp. And it says Ray Charles. You definitely want to get you one of those stamps. You definitely do. That's definitely one of the ways to tap into those energies. But if you can, get you a stamp, get you one so you can mail yourself a letter. This will be something we do later. But very powerful energy to write yourself a
future
letter.
That's the sun energy there, the ray.
Yes. Yeah, the ray. That's right. The ray.
Yeah, that's
sun.
The sun energy.
That's the son. Now, here's what I would like for you to do. You know, Ray Charles was born on September the 23rd, 1930. If you can take a look and see where his energy was, and we can talk about that before we bring the callers on. Also, what's going to be released, and I believe it's his daughter that is releasing it, according to Euroweb, is she's going to be releasing a CD-DVD compilation set. And it's going to have 12 tracks on it. And all 12 tracks on there are going to be a selection of songs from Ray Charles, and it's going to be released of his memory and his birthday. And those 12 songs are really going to unlock certain different energies, different rays within you. So you guys want to be on the lookout for that. That's going to be something really great. This would be Ray Charles's 83rd birthday, which is 11, of course.
11, so, yes.
Looking at that number there again.
Verify that birthday for me again, Miss Blue. You say September 23rd, 1930?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Now, listen at this. He was born in the darkness. He was born in a new moon.
Now, isn't it something, because very early in Ray Charles' life, he lost his sight.
Yes.
He was
born in the darkness.
He was born in the darkness. So he was always comfortable in the dark. Yeah.
Something I found out, too, the people that are born in the darkness, in the new moon, are so creative. Ooh, they all is off the chain with creativity.
Yeah.
Each one of these, see, it's not that one is better than the other. Once you understand the cycle you were born in, you understand pretty much like how you maneuver within the energy and the magnetic field. But he was born in the darkness, which speaks to his blindness. He didn't have sight, but he had vision.
And that's more, so much more powerful. And
he had more vision than people with sight.
Yes.
He was not in jail. He broke out of jail. He was not in jail.
Not in the cell.
That's why
all.
He was singing. Think about the musician. They put songs in bars. You understand? He was outside the bar. He could even see the bars. 16 bars. You understand? They write songs in bars. They write songs in the cell. Because you have to go inside of yourself where you lock yourself up. See, this is why if you ever look at the documentary on the sun, they always going to tell you about a convection zone, which is the conviction zone, where you become convicted of a damn convict, and you lock yourself up and study. You convicted. I'm going to turn myself in. I'm going to turn myself inward. So you have to turn yourself in. If you're guilty, turn yourself inward.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Go to the inside. But he was born in the darkness.
Mm-hmm.
He was born in the new moon.
In the new moon. Beautiful. Beautiful.
Right on the equator of the equinox.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very important. And then the new moon was in Libra. The new moon was in the house of the librarian. That's where the moon was.
Wow.
And remember Libra, but Hypatia was real big with music.
Yes, very much so.
All right hemisphere. And see, these things, you have to move beyond the concept of what you think a coincidence is. There's no coincidences. The only thing as a coincidence is that word coincidence. That's the only thing coincidence is. That's it. Other than that, there are no coincidences.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we that's beautiful. I'm glad you brought that up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he throws a damn show in his cycle for real.
Yes, beautiful. All right. Well, we're going to go to the callers on the line. Calling in from area code 832, please tell us who you are, where you're calling from, and make sure to give Brother Bilal your birthday. 832, you're live in the remix. Okay, we'll come back. 832 is just there. We're going to go to the next caller.
Mm-hmm.
From area code 781, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Peace. My name is Kervin, and I'm calling from Brockton, Massachusetts.
Okay, greetings.
Awesome. What's up, big brother?
I'm doing good. How you doing, Brother Bilal?
I'm good, man. How you feeling this evening? Good?
I'm feeling pretty good, you know. Glad to be calling in right now. Listen to y'all beautiful, do y'all thing.
All right, right. Let me get that birthday while you tell us what's going on. How you feeling on this full moon? When your birthday?
Birthday is May 7th, 1988.
1988? Yep. All right. Tell everybody what's going on with you.
Cycles, really. You know, it's kind of interesting that when you guys did this show, I actually had a dream where I kind of like decoded in a way. I kind of felt like it's a new cycle that's coming up for me. I've been doing a lot of things over the summer, different things as far as home life. Kind of broke down in certain areas, but I still feel it's like something that's kind of it's gonna like propel me into the future, kind of build me up for something even bigger in the future. So it's kind of
okay.
Like a lot of things transition. I kind of feel like.
You know, and you know what? I'm so glad you said that because look, I spoke with a couple of people, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that happened was, see, this is not just unique to one person. The few people I talked to, the sun and the moon, it's been talking to them already. They went to talking about the same thing, not even know what I was doing the show on.
Exactly. Yep.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? And so. Even when I'm looking at your energy, why, you know, would you have a dream about the cycles? When you had this dream, how long ago was that?
Like 2 or 3 nights ago.
Yeah.
That was on Uranus.
Mm. Mm.
That was on Uranus. See, remember what I said. Whenever the moon lines up with certain planets, you go to those planets for lessons. Like you're going to school, you're going to class. Because
indeed.
Look when you were born, It was on the other side of the full moon. The full moon, it was coming out of the full moon, which it was winding down. So you know your best position is finish work. You there to clean up people's mess. You like a finisher. You like a finisher inside the process. That's your strongest suit. So you need to see where you need to start finishing at, because finish work is your thing. Like even assisting other people in finishing a project, that's your strongest part. Because you right after the full moon. You know when you come in after everybody and had fun at the damn club, and when it's time to count the damn bottles, and you need to, you the close-up man to make sure that shit look good for the next morning.
I see. I can definitely see that.
Give me how you can see that. Talk to me.
Kind of like how you're saying, you know, as far as like, the example you're talking about coming out the club or anything like that, I kind of like to make sure, you know, people that I'm around, even if I might not even know them on a real deep level like that, people that I'm around, friends who have their acquaintances who are around the same area, I kind of like to make sure everyone's fine, everyone. I kind of like to take people's feelings into respect. I kind of see things other people don't see. So I kind of like have like some kind of full circle type of thing that I like to see certain relationships with them.
That's your natural energy. This is what I'm going to suggest to you.
Okay.
Start trusting your intuition. Look, the only thing throwing your balance off is your timing. Your timing is throwing everything off. Because I don't want you to use your perception to make something up. Wait on to the feeling hit you. If it don't hit you, don't move off it. So you have to start trusting your intuition. Because even when you was born in this moon cycle, your energy is connected directly to the moon. That's why you have all those damn mood swings. You see, you are directly affected by, like, the full moons and the new moon. Yeah, you be thinking something damn wrong. But you, like, I need a long time. I need to just stay inside, be in the darkness and shit. You understand? Because you are directly connected to people's moods.
I definitely see that. Yeah, I know I have a lot of planets, so I'm got it in on Capricorn.
Yeah, no, that don't have anything to do with your mood swings, not with that Capricorn energy.
Okay.
That don't have nothing to do with the mood swing, because you know it's different ways we get through these different that we navigate. And see, I'm glad you do know about that Capricorn, because I know you see Saturn sitting in Capricorn. That's the timing thing. But I'm telling you, your most potent energy is what you feel.
You know when it's time to leave. You know when it's time to roll out. You know when shit done got funky. You could smell the whole atmosphere. It'd be time to leave. But sometimes you want to witness this shit, and you be the only one to get shot. It'd be time to go. All right, but finish. Do your finish work. Do your finish work. And look, start on October 3rd. That's going to be the perfect time for you. Use those 3 days to reinvent yourself. Make all the plans right as much as you can. Even if you do a duplicate letter and go throw it in the damn water somewhere. Go throw it in a pond. Go communicate with the water because the water is looking for you.
I see.
Go throw some flowers with your letter in the water on what you're looking to achieve, on where you're looking to ascend to, on where you want that evolution in your life to be. Go talk to the damn water and throw them flowers in there.
I see, definitely.
All right?
All right, thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem, brother.
Beautiful. All right. We're going to go to the next caller, calling in from area code 805. You're live in the remix. Who you are and where you're calling from, and definitely give your birth date to Brother Bilal.
Miss Blue?
Yes, greetings.
Oh, hi, it's Wanda. Hello, hello from California.
Hey, Wanda, how you doing?
Good, good.
What's going on the West Coast?
I know. really good.
It's good. All right. You sound good, Wanda. Sound like you're in the full moon. You're good, huh?
Yeah. I was so excited when you were talking about dreams, because I dreamed last night that I was pregnant.
Oh, you sure? Like, yeah, that's wow. Uranus. Look, check this out. You was on Uranus, and remember, Uranus brought all the damn inventions back. So look, now you have to start writing it out, and just don't even get locked into what type of invention it is. Just write down that you want it to reveal itself.
Okay,
because, okay. See, that's what it happened. It happens on Uranus with all the invention and new ideas. Because the moon just left up out of the house of Aries where Uranus is sitting. Okay, give me that birthday right fast, Wanda, while you tell us what's going
May
on with 20, you.
May 24th, 1957.
A lot of May in the house, okay. May 24th. So how you been? Tell us what's going on with you.
Oh, man, I'm on a fabulous journey.
You serious?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
You sound like it. Let me see what this moon was. Ah, now look, let me see. Hold on, all right, now check this out. You was winding down to the old crescent. When you were born, in the old crescent. And let me make you understand what they're saying. I want you to start your cycle within the next 4 to 5 days, because your energy was like in the dying down phase. So you at the ending of things. You see, when shit is ending, you just come into life. It's like your energy is all the way there. You work straight through the damn darkness. You get what I'm saying? Because you were born in the end of the crescent, when it's dying all the way out. Because dying only saying is you're going to maintenance the people while they're sleeping. You get what I'm saying? You make everything happen in the dark, so when they wake up, they have something to enjoy. It's just like at work, and everybody just, you know, if just like at work, you have the snack machine, right? You the person that load the snack machine up so they could have the shit tomorrow morning, because other than that, nobody could stay up to do it. You would do it. So you damn near at the end so you could replenish. You the replenisher. So stay in that replenish area, all right? And the third, right before the third, I want you to start developing your plan. I want you to take the full assessment, right? I want you to start like on the first and the second. I want you to start going to your meditative state. Write that down. Go into your meditative state, even if you want to do some candle magic, because you was in the class last night, right?
Yes.
Do some candle magic, and then when the new moon comes, go into your reinventing self. But remember, at the first and the second, the moon is like winding down. So take the full assessment of how this whole month been, how good it's been to you, where you think the bad shit been, you understand? Take that assessment and then turn that shit around and just understand this is just the natural cycle of life.
Hmm.
All right, so you're coming up on a powerful period for yourself. Right in the first and second, start you a good meditation and start some internal work because you're going to start having some serious dreams right after that.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Great job, Wanda. Keep up the good work.
Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 202. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. And please mm-hmm. give your birth date. Yes, greetings. Who's on the line?
It's Andrea. How are you?
Wonderful. How are you, Andrea?
I'm doing great. My birthday is May 13th,
1982. Well, goddamn, everybody from me, huh?
Oh, it's a good month.
All the
May. Represent tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
What's going on with you? How everything going?
How you doing, Brother Bilal?
I am excellent. I am so good.
That's great. I've been doing what you told me, so I'm doing great. I feel the shit, though. There's definitely something going on. I just can't put my finger on it.
Yeah, because look, you were your cycle. You see, that's you feeling that charge from the moon because you were born right after the full moon. You came in right mm-hmm. after the full moon, so your work is also in the finished work, like we talked to the brother earlier. Your work is in you excellent in the finished work. People need that support from the finisher.
Okay.
All right. And so when we talk about the finish, we're talking about after the show is over. See, nobody concerned with what go on after the show is over. Do you know like when you're in the concert, the people in the audience are having a different experience from the people that's working the shit behind stage. The people behind stage don't even want to be there. Because the people in the audience are getting the magical side to it, the illusion side to it, and you back there with the real deal. You understand the girl dress getting ready to fall off, she's looking for something to drink, all kind of shit happening behind the stage. You are behind the scenes. You the one got to stay in reality.
Oh, wow. One of my friends told me that today. Oh, wow.
You get it?
Yes.
I'm getting ready to give everybody the whole step that's been missing. That's the illusionary side that's been missing. And Ms. Blue, you hit on this. Oh, I was so glad you hit on this with the 20 feet from stardom. The preparation side.
Mm.
See, everybody fascinated with the damn meatball spaghetti when it hit the table, but somebody got to go buy that shit. You don't see the in-between work to roll them damn meatballs to get the spaghetti. See, that's the step that's got to be put in place, and that's where you come in at. You're the prepper. You're doing the prep work. So people can enjoy the dinner once they come out. But nobody think about all the work it took to get to this point. So when you're in the full moon, when you're in the club shining and everything look good, it took damn near half a day to get ready to get to that damn point at 10 o'clock that night. See, we so fascinated with the end result, nobody want to go to the damn process. And you are a processor that needs to stay in reality because once everybody empty this damn club, would y'all just go leave the shit like that and go home? If you own the damn, you go leave it like that and go home? You got to stay there. See, nobody see that part. See, I can sit up here and tell you what to do with your life and you need to work on it. But you say, bro, but like, you wasn't there when that shit was fucking dark and I ain't got no lights on it. See, don't tell me all this shit I could do now. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
don't tell me what I need to be doing. Nobody was there when my damn car broke down. I'm on a damn interstate, had to hitchhike. You see, where the damn darkness at? That's where the power in the damn dark.
Yeah.
Ooh.
So, so it's good to celebrate, but make sure you stay focused on that damn darkness. So I'm really celebrating how ignorant I once was. How you think I know all this shit? I was on the other end of this, literally. At one time, I couldn't say shit to be speaking so clear. It's the darkness that makes the light. So make sure you stay in the process, in reality. You're not at the concert on that end. You backstage, okay?
All right. Yes, sir.
All right.
Wow. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code, let's see, 209. We have about 18 minutes left to go in the forum before we go to the after hours. So calling in from area code 209, please tell us who you are and where you're calling from, and make sure you give your birthday.
Good evening, Brother Bilal and Ms. Blue.
Good evening.
My name is Sarai, calling from Stockton, 11249. I had to break up some of that in May. I get a squirrel in there.
Yeah, I know. Honey. May was in the house. All
I'm
right.
telling
Never.
You.
Yes, yes.
You say 49.
Uh-huh.
Okay, what's going on with you? How you doing?
I'm doing just great.
Beautiful.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Sound like you woke, too. So, you hold on, 11-2, you said?
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's a lot of great energy. Okay. Now, you were actually born in the full moon. You hear the shine, baby.
So,
you
were
born
I love
in
the full moon.
Yeah.
It, people get crazy. I've worked in hospitals, and it just never affects me. I'm, like, looking forward to what's going to happen.
Now, let me ask you, how do that full moon affect you? Do you see? Can you tell the difference when that full moon hit? I know you can feel the cycles.
No, I mean, not in a negative way.
You don't
way.
Feel
that
it, right?
It just gives me more energy.
Right, that's what I'm saying, because you were born in a full moon.
Okay.
You get it? So look, now work that cycle I gave you. See that cycle I told you about on the 3rd?
Uh-huh.
Work that to do the reinvent, and when the full moon comes, it all will show up, because that's your highest point. But
I changed a whole lot of things in my life. I said, let me rearrange this. This is not working for me. Let me rearrange it. So, and I did that on the new moon in September.
When you did that?
It's new moon in September.
Oh, yeah. That's right. See, then that's understanding the cycle. And see, even at that time of the year, even like right now, we're in the full moon, so your energy is very high. You know what I'm saying? I can even tell from the phone. The one thing I want you to work on.
Okay.
Take you a break. Take a little vacation.
I'm getting
you
ready.
Overwork yourself. Yeah, you overwork yourself.
Okay.
You're such a perfectionist. You work so hard. You know what I'm saying? And I promise you, the clean house you keep cleaning up, it's not going nowhere.
You guys keep telling me that.
Yeah, you wash dishes already been washed. Your grief old clothes. Yeah, you a neat freak for real. The fog. That's how it's affecting you.
I know that's
you
some of my inner
under the
inner work is that you guys are seeing, because I'm trying to perfect myself.
And you are, yeah, I know, but this is what I'm saying. We move in phases. We move in phases.
Okay.
So every step you make is toward your perfection. Because in order for something not to be perfect, you got to compare to something else.
Okay.
So if you stop comparing, you automatically become perfect.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Thank you so much.
All right.
All right, sis, no problem.
Have a good one.
You too. All right, 14 minutes left to go in the form. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 404, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are, where you're calling from, and the birthday, please.
Hello?
All right, well, yes, I was about to go to the next caller. Who's on the line, please?
Hi, this is Rashida calling from Georgia. Hi, I'm Brainerd.
Greetings,
my birthday.
How are you doing?
I'm great.
Yeah.
My birthday is 11/29/76.
Oh, here we go again. Shit, not another 11. That's just, hold on. 11/29 what?
76.
76, okay. There's a lot of psychic energy tonight, because I'll tell you.
Yes, yes.
Hold on 1 second here. So how's everything going?
Ooh, I'm so excited just to be on the phone right now.
Excited? Okay.
Yes.
I'm getting to it. Well, I could just look at your birthday, and I know you got this time, because you're very intuitive, but you got to take yourself out of time, because that impatient shit is who's getting the best of you. The 29th. Okay, you were born in a waxing moon. You were born in a waxing moon. And what the cycle of the waxing moon is, you're doing all the fill-in. You know what this is? Crossing all T's and dotting all I's before the full moon come on your ass. Because, see, once it comes into the light, you can't change. You can't rearrange this shit. So this is, you see that process I just talked about, the prep work?
Yes.
It's, for instance, if you have a meeting tomorrow morning, you need to be clear about what you need to communicate, because once the meeting starts, you can't say, oh, I need a couple of minutes, let me go and fix something. No, it needs to be ready. You need to always have things prepped, and make sure you have more than enough so you could always have the depth.
Oh, you know what I've been thinking a lot lately? Always be prepared.
What is that?
Always be prepared.
Yeah.
You see how they line up? Always be prepared.
20 feet from stardom.
Just in case. That's right, just in case. Just in case. That's a beautiful thing to keep with you, because the preparation is going to create the opportunity.
Okay.
And you know what another thing is, too? You know when you're prepared, the shit don't even happen. Ain't that crazy?
It is.
Say, damn, I did all this for nothing. But look, if you wouldn't have been prepared, it would have came right to you.
Exactly.
But stay prepared.
Okay, thank you.
All right, make sure you do the prep work. And everybody, especially if you want to, you know, you could work with your children. If you have children, make sure they do the prep work and understand what they need to do to get prepared. So even if you're cooking, let them come in the kitchen and see the preparation before it get cooked. They have to understand the process. We are missing the process. We have to give the children the process. Don't give them a bunch of shit. Because, look, if you just buy the car without showing them the process, you're really going to handicap them. They don't need material. They need the process to learn how to get it. So when they leave the house, they wouldn't be dependent on you, because they just used to getting without learning the process on how to get it. Show them the process. If you're going to buy them the car, they need to understand, I had to go to work for this. I had to put down. We had to go do the credit check. I'm going to bring you to the dealership. I'm not just going to bring it to you with the damn bow on it like it's damn magic and just showed up. The magic is somebody had to go do all that damn work.
That's right. So true. Prepare
them for it. Mm-hmm. And as you're teaching them, you're learning at the same time. Prep work.
Yeah. All right, 10 minutes left to go before we're in the after hours, the sun's obligation, and the secrets of the moon. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 972, please tell us who you are, where you're calling from, and your birthday, please.
Hello, Ms. Blue.
Yes, greetings.
This is Sherry from Dallas. My birthday is 9/26/1956.
Yes, you're going to give it to Brother Bilal.
Hey, Brother Bilal.
Hey, Sherry, how are you doing?
I have to admit, I'm sitting up here just having a great time listening. And I said,
that's good. What's going on with you? How has everything been?
I'm going to have to admit, everything has been going perfect, right on time. I have, everything has come the way I want it. You know how you're at a good place? I'm sitting up here at my two desks. I can't wait to get up in the morning. I'm in Dallas, Texas, and I'm working in L.A. and San Diego.
Oh, you do it. All right, all right.
Beautiful.
Yes.
So everything is I meant to email you, Miss Blue, but you know how things get crazy. I'm still in the process, and all my prep work is working, but everything is still crazy, but I'm prepared, so I'm dealing.
Beautiful.
And look, when you were born, the moon was in the wine. It was in the halfway wine phase. So you are just like we spoke earlier on the person that needs to help people with their finished work. You are a cold finisher. You finish good.
Okay.
Your finish is good.
I do that. I do that all the time.
That's your best part. That's your best. Because you detail with the finish, and you're going to make sure it's done. Because the accountability is also with the finish.
Right.
See, and that's where you work the strongest at. You can most definitely start to reinvent. And whenever I speak of reinventing, we're not talking about just throwing your whole foundation away. All we're talking about doing is incorporating and looking for just, you know, new mindsets and new ways to do, you know, do different things. So just, you know, you really need to go to that reinventing phase and then watch when that full moon peak out. Or that crescent start to peak out, you're going to get the energy to do everything you say you want to do. And make sure you put something new on there you want to do, even if that's going to visit a new restaurant.
True. I got a question. Is everybody still noticing all of these moons? I've been seeing full moons, three and four full moons. Am I just the only one that's noticing that?
No.
What do you mean? Is it just...
No. Actually, we did have several full moons that did come back to back. And what is different, I guess I could say, and Brother Bilal could probably speak to this more, is that...
Yes, I'm breaking up, Ms. Boo.
Okay. Go ahead, Brother Bilal.
You're clear now. You go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah, you're clear.
That the moons are just happening at different times. You know, the timing is different. Because we've already moved into a whole nother dimension. So, one, things have sped themselves up. That's been for the last couple of years. And, yes, there has been several full moons, blue moons, and eclipses. All of these different moons are coming, but they're not at the same time that maybe sort of those cycle patterns that we've been used to in the past. So it is catching your eye even more. And then the visibility these moons all throughout the world is it's being able to be seen more. You understand? So a lot of times these moons were coming and we were having them, but due to weather patterns, which is actually the moon plays a big part, but the sun plays a very big role in the weather patterns too. So you're just able to see them. Yeah.
And another thing too, remember each one of these cycles, or each one of these phases, remember it's like a 7-day phase. So the full moon lasts, I mean, you can see it full for about 5 days straight. If you can't see it in the area you're in because the clouds may be covering, but the moon is full. You understand? It's a cycle. So when it becomes full, know that it's
looking at the same moon for 7 days.
You know, you've been looking at the same moon for all your life.
No. You know what I mean, brother.
If you want to look at I wasn't a cloud, but I'm serious. Look, it's the same moon, but look. It lasts for it. The moon, that full moon is strong for 3.5 days easy. You're going to see it 3.5-4 days easy. Because remember, it's a 28-day process, and the full moon is in the middle of it.
Oh, okay.
All right. Pay attention. Watch this. Look, going into next month, start on the 3rd. You're not going to see the moon at all because the moon is going to be in between the earth and the sun. And then 7 days after that, it's going to start peeking out into a crescent. Just follow the moon. Watch how you follow your moon. You're following the mood. And even for women, I want you to think about sisters with their cycle. The cycle of the moon is just like a cycle.
I agree.
In the peak. Yeah, and see, that's how the cycle is regulated from the moon. But 14 days after that is the highest point of the conception, between that 14 and 17 day, which is a 3-day period again. Wow. That's why they call it a period. It's all in periods. You know what I'm saying? But make sure you track the moon. But it's that same. You're looking at the same full moon because that full moon is in optimal. It's in that full moon cycle. for at least 3.5 days. 3.5, almost 4 days.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but your work, your best work is on the end, like when the concert is winding down and needs to start getting situated. Like when the party is almost over and you starting to do the cleanup, that's your job. We need to clean up so we get out of here.
I don't even go to the party until it's almost ready to clean up because I know that's my job.
See? Look at that. Now mirror that in your life. You use that same practice in your life, and you'll always be on time. You'll always be in the right cycle. So when the new moon show up, you have time to do it.
Okay. Well, thank you. Everything is going.
Yeah.
So great. It's just sort of just exciting. I've been doing everything that's blue, studying magic. I've been healing things.
Beautiful.
I've been healing my dog. I lost my 16-year-old child, and that was an experience because she told me 2 days before and she left me, and she gave me a beautiful experience of her death. And what else have I been doing?
Of her transition.
Actually left 4 days in spirit, and then when she finally did leave, she left some beautiful things for me and left me with a lot of joy. I had her 16 years.
Beautiful, beautiful.
And I burned her 2 years of vet bills and put it in her grave with her, too.
What day did she make the transition?
2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we have about 2 minutes left to go in the forum, and I just wanted, because we're about to go into the after hours, you guys, and so I just wanted to tell everyone out there listening, if you like the show, and we know you did, I want you to like it here, like it on iTunes, like it all over. If you love the show, I want you to love it over on Facebook, and, leave a comment there as well. And for those of you who are out there, if you can still get on the phone line, 646-652-2711 is the number to call. You can still press 1. We'll keep going and go to the after hours. For the rest of you, you know what to do. Download. That's what you'll do. So you can hear the rest of the show. And I look forward to connecting with you guys in the readings this week. And don't forget to reach out to Brother Bilal. He does soul on at BilalTheExperience@gmail.com. And you can definitely check that out, as well as all the other shows that Brother Bilal has done here on The Remix. You can go back through the archives, and you can also download those as well, too. So we will see you guys in Self-Invested, because we have the Mastermind series coming up. And definitely, if you want to get on board and get into becoming self-invested, we invite you to find out more about that, as others and many, many others have, by emailing Question for Blue, Question, QUESTION, the number 4, blue@gmail.com. And so peace and love to you guys out there that won't be joining us in the after hours. And much love, warm spirit, as we continue here live in The Remix. And that is The Sun's Obligation and The Secret of the Moon with Brother Bilal. All right. So we're getting ready to go into the after hours, guys. And so, yes, we're going to do that. And, we're going to keep going.
If Sherry's on the line, you still on the line, Sherry?
Yes. Sherry is there. Yes.
In the after hours. Yes. Yeah, and I'm wide awake. I feel good. I'm having a great time with you guys.
Yeah, me too.
Sherry, if you don't mind, give me the date of her transition. What's the date?
What was the holiday? Memorial Day? It was that Saturday. At 3:15, because I came home from Whole Foods.
Okay. And so what you do is, I want you to start working about, you know how I told everybody October the 3rd? I want you to start working about the 30th of this month. Write that down. Work on about the 30th going into the 3rd. Work that whole time for those 3 days going in, because that's when you're going to get a lot of assistance from the energy of your daughter at that time. For those three, from the 30th to the first second.
Murray was my 16-year-old chow.
Oh, okay. Oh, I'm sorry, sweetheart. Yeah, well, you know, but it's still energy, though, because the transition is about energy. Transition is about energy.
Okay.
So don't
no
just
problem.
Write it off. Don't just write it off like that, you understand? Because remember, everything is living.
I agree. And she was a fantastic, let me say this. I'm a collector of things, and it was sort of funny. I had collected some things I needed to get rid of, and my neighbor's child broke in my house, and it was sort of funny. My dog was here, and everything I needed to get rid of was gone when I got home. I had to start laughing. I called the police, called the insurance. But it was sort of funny. I knew I was supposed to get rid of some things, and it was sort of – and she's very protective about me in the house. But it was sort of funny. Things that she allowed them to take was things I needed to get rid of. Ain't
that's exactly. And that's why I don't want to downplay that, because just like you said, even though it was a dog, but this is energy you actually live with. You understand? This is like a part of you. So you know what I'm saying? So that's, don't take it that lightly. You know what I'm saying?
You could call it.
I'm not.
And you used to
call it. All right.
Yeah.
Miss Blue, you're breaking up. I want to hear what you say. Hello?
Is she coming through?
I'm not hearing. Are you hearing the brother below?
No. She probably dusting the phone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I'm glad you're in the grade. You sound very good. What'd you say, Miss Blue?
I'm your brother below. If I tell you, I got a reading from Miss Blue about a year and a half ago, and she confirmed a lot of things I knew that was going to happen. And one of the things I had a problem with is letting people go. I got the seasonal thing, but.
Right.
I'm so ready for some people to go, Brother Bilal. I asked him, are you ready to leave me alone yet? people, you need to understand, there is seasons, there are cycles, and I was the worst about not wanting things to end or let things go. Honey, I will let you go so quick emotionally, psychologically. Let's only talk about physical, Brother Bilal. So, with all of that clutter, you don't have time to grow, because like you're talking about downloads, I've been getting downloads all my life. The interpretation comes in different times. I don't even worry about it anymore. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
Well,
you sound
great. You sound like you're in a great cycle. What you were saying, Ms. Blue?
No. It's fine. Yes.
Yeah, because Ms. Blue, I was telling Brother Bilal that when you gave my reading a couple of years ago, you were spot on, but I wasn't ready for some stuff. And now I'm so ready, so excited. You know how you add a good place?
Yes.
Even I wanted to do a circle jerk, Miss Blue. Stuart, we need to let me.
Well, good.
And you know how things are still what I call up in the air, but it's going to resolve in my favor. Some crazy with my currency is happening, but that's going to resolve in my favor.
Well, beautiful.
Yes.
So good hearing from you.
Yes, and
yes,
I am going to one of y'all classes one day, but every time I think it's time, it's not ready, and I've learned about timing, so I'm not
sure. Got that right.
That's
I
it.
Know.
So true, Sherry. True.
Anybody come to Dallas, Texas, and don't at least one thing about Sherry, she's always in the telephone book, okay?
All right, Sherry. Beautiful.
All right.
You hold the line. Peace and love. It's so good hearing from you. All right. We are in the after hours. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 646. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are, where you're calling from, and your birthday, please.
Hi, I'm Tiffany, and I'm calling from New York. My birthday is November 13th, 1985.
Okay.
Another
85. Yeah, we're in 11 again.
How are you doing,
Tiffany? How's everything?
It's coming along, but I love the show. I love the show, and I really wanted to tell you guys thank you. It is so informative and amazing. You know, thank you a lot.
Aw, thank you. Yes.
I tell you what, it's just the things we take for granted. You know what I'm saying? It's always staring us in our face, and we take, you know, a lot of things for granted. And it's just, you know, just to bring it to your consciousness and understanding how, what type of seasons we work in. Now, looking at your cycle, you were born in a new moon. You were born in darkness. That's where that high level of creativity come from.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, that's what it, because that, this is more of an internal person. Because remember, the new moon, the moon is in between the earth and the sun. So this is a serious pull. This is a serious pull going on.
Okay.
So this would also be your pull with people. You could be in the store and people just gravitate to you. You understand? Because that's your energy.
Okay.
That's your energy. And you are truly, let me see where you root at here. Oh yeah, you are super intuitive. The main thing I want you to work on is what damn near all of us really suffering from, is that concept of time, which is you being patient.
Okay.
That's one of your main things. And when that new moon comes, you could most definitely operate from that third, starting on the third, and put that ink pen to work. Please put that ink pen to work, because that would create so much for you. You see, you are so creative that you get so many ideas that you don't write them down and you forget the order.
Okay.
So you have to put a list together and follow the list.
Okay.
And remember, the biggest thing about time is chronological. It has to go in a certain order. So you should be very excited, because your cycle is coming up on that third energy, because this is like a super creative person, you know, that's rooted with family, and, you know, start getting out, doing some events, and, you know, like I say, put that ink pen to work. But you holding the magic wands. You have them in your hand. You have the whole world in your hand, literally. Okay?
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, hold the line. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 765. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from and your birth date. Okay, we'll go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 812, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
My name is William, and my birthday is 4/11/64 from Terre Haute.
Okay, hold on 1 second. Say it again, what's the birthday?
4/11/64, sir.
4/11/64. Okay, what's going on with you? How you feeling?
Oh, well, man, right now I'm feeling honored and blessed to speak with you, Brother Blue Owl, and the Goddess Miss Blue.
Okay.
Peace and love to both of y'all.
I appreciate that.
Yes, thank you.
And please forgive me,
man.
And please forgive me, but could I give a shout out to Brother Panic and Brother Bobby Hammond? I heard he was under the weather. So much love to them too. And me.
Oh yeah, all the time. Yes, indeed, brother.
Yes. Beautiful.
Oh, 11. All right, you were born in the new moon, so your cycle is coming up too. This is that super creative energy. This is also that darkness that, you know what I'm saying, God created himself in triple darkness, so this is that triple darkness energy. Okay, so it's really about you doing the reinvent. This is a perfect time to go back to the drawing board for you. Real good time to go back to the drawing board, 19, 20. So you understand? So you make sure you get to your level of independence also.
Please forgive me, brother, but...
Go ahead.
Talk to me like I'm a 4-year-old, because I really don't understand.
What you're saying?
I really don't understand. Could you be a little bit
more clear? What you don't understand?
Well, about what you're saying about me being, you know, reinventing myself.
Okay, well, the whole thing about just the inventing period. I mean, see, just like you're calling up, what you're saying, you don't understand. You know, and it's really, we... Just like she spoke earlier about study wrong.
Yes, sir.
Because see, when your heart not right, it'll stop beating on you.
Check.
Because see, when you don't follow your heart, your heart attacks you.
Check.
All right. So if you really don't understand what I'm saying, you need to move on.
Check.
Because if you say it like a 4-year old.
Well, I just wanted to be clear.
Okay.
How much
more clear you need to get about reinventing? I didn't say you have to get rid of anything. It's about bringing yourself to that ascension level.
Well, see, that's not quite.
If you're there, this is not for you then. If we good with that.
Yeah. Most definitely.
Yeah, we good with that. Yeah, we're not trying to fool everybody, but we know everybody won't be able to get that. That's we fine with that. All right, have a good evening, brother.
All right, thank you, God.
All right. We're gonna go to the next caller calling in from area code 501. You're live in the mix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from, and also give us your birthday, please.
Peace. This is Afia from Arkansas. How y'all doing?
Hey,
good,
greetings.
Good. How you doing today?
I'm good. Enjoying the fall weather. My birthday is the 1st, 1982.
1982? Mm-hmm. Wait, hold on. How you feeling? Everything good?
Yeah, everything's good. Everything's good.
Okay. All right, you say April 1st, right?
January 1st.
Oh, January. Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's not even right. January
28th, 1982. You know
what? Hold on. How y'all on y'all birthday? Hold on.
Wait.
Oh, man. Okay. Now, all right. Look, this is a lot of energy. So you were born in that crescent. You were born in the beginning of the moon peaking. So this is a high energy. That's probably why you have all that energy you have.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But this is born in the peak in the crescent moon. It was beginning to peak out. So this is not this is what I want you to do. I want you to start working right before, like right on the 30th of this month. Work right before the new moon and start putting your plan in place. And you know what I'm saying? Because the most of your energy going to come working on this plan in the peak, in the crescent of it, which is on that 28th or 29th. You understand how you were born?
Okay.
So this is a lot of energy, but start putting things together right, like I say, before the first of the month.
Okay.
Before the first of the month, because darkness is your friend, but even more so, you need to have something planned for when you come up out of the darkness, something to work on. So another thing I want you to do, start planning your day before going to sleep.
Yes.
Just put some things you need to do in the morning. Start making you a plan, just some things to knock out before 12 o'clock in the day. Like, I'm going to get this done, and don't get upset if you don't get everything done.
Okay.
All right, but just start making a plan, and when you wake, you start operating out that plan. And you're gonna see a transition if you do this also, because you'll find yourself accomplishing more. And, you know, just like I say, don't be hard on yourself if you don't get everything done, because remember, tomorrow's still coming.
Okay.
All right.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Peace and blessings. Hold the line. We're going to go to the next caller.
Now, get ready to say another reason that moon cycle is so important, because of how our magnetic field works with us throughout the day. Because sometimes people at nighttime, it may be their peak hour.
Yeah, so
you know
true.
What I mean? Because they have certain people start at 11 o'clock at night, maybe they peak, and then their downtime is in the daytime. You understand? So it you learn your own body. Can't nobody dictate to you how you operate your system.
That's right. Everybody has their own cycles, like you were saying, in rhythms. Beautiful. Yeah. I don't definitely want us to get cut off, but I see tons of you guys on the phone lines here. that is waiting here. I think the whole board is kind of lit up. I know that we
have to take one more.
Wrap
it up. Yeah, well, one more would be good. That'd be fine.
Okay, and I'm just going to pick somebody with him here calling in from area code. How about we go ahead and pick caller number 257, calling in from area code 501. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Miss Blue, this is Afia again.
Oh, yeah, it's time to end it. Yeah, we're done. Look, you finished and started. See, we had the operation of the moon right there. It started and ended with a theater. That's perfect.
That's beautiful. I just kind of closed my eyes and looked at the number. At the number of the caller. Wow. Talk about
I want to really say thank you, Ms. Blue. It's great every time I come on and share. And, you know, I just love your energy. Thank you so much. And I just know everybody's going to get so much out of working with these cycles. Boy, I can't wait to hear, you know, the result of that.
That's right. That's right. And it's always a pleasure to have you come on and share and do what you, Brother Bilal, and share with us here in the remix. So definitely always welcome and always beautiful energy. So, yes, as we get ready to close out this evening. You guys, you know what to do. Download. You also know how to contact Brother Bilal at BilalTheExperience@gmail.com. And definitely don't forget to go over to iTunes, you know, and subscribe to the remix there. You can also download the app as well. You can also, if you like the show, like it all over, like it on Facebook, go to the Remix Radio page and like it there as well. And leave a comment too. Love to hear your thoughts on the show as well. And also, you know, leave your comments everywhere. So we're going to get ready to close out, you guys, and in this evening. I see you guys all over there. Have an amazing, wonderful week. We've had a busy week here and lots of things going on in Remix Land and everywhere. And the priestesshood is self-invested coming up. So you find us there, find myself as well as Brother Bilal also in self-invested. So peace and love to you guys. We're going to close out. Have an amazing week. And don't forget to download.
All right. Good night.
Good night, everybody. Peace and love. Yes.